Blog Talk Radio.
Let's drop that old one that we used to do back in the day.
Mike Q.
Mike Hughes.
probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this shit to be having these weak bitches ready to quit. Probably the reason why bitches be hating and waiting to comment on all of my shit.
Speaking of tongues, I be spitting this. ready. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th. Presented by Abounding Prosperity. Along with the icon pioneer, Larry Ebony. And the Gulf Coast Prince, Kendall Escada. Grand prize, $1,500. Open to all realness. With the look and attitude of a celebrity. Mini grand, open to all sex sirens for $500. Open to all best dress, $500. Open to all runway, $500. And performance blitz for $250. That's the Who Do You Think You Are Ball. Saturday, November 30th in Dallas, Texas. The location, Fiesta Event Center, 704 South Walton Boulevard, Dallas, Texas. Doors open at 7, LSS, at 8 p.m. Your commentator, the icon, Jack Mizrahi. Admission, $30. Tables, $100 before November 15th, $150 afterwards. There will be HIV testing at the event center and free admission for those that get tested. Again, the Who Do You Think You Are Ball, presented by Abounding Prosperity, the icon Larry Ebony, and Prince Kendall Escada. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for November 30th. The Who Do You Think You Are Ball.
Hello, everyone. It's like technical issues going on this end. Can I get a, light, can y'all hear me, please? I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I be going through so much shit. Okay. First and foremost, I'm getting messages that you guys are not, y'all getting a lot of rings and stuff when y'all call in. Are y'all able to get through? It says people are saying it keeps ringing or something. So can y'all get in? Are you on? Somebody let me know, child. All it does is keep ringing, honey. 347-215-6820. Are you sure you're dialing 6820, not 3820? J-Rock, what are you going through with your phone? Where's my chat room at, honey? Them Cricket's phones are not picking up. Yeah, I know. You know what? The government shut down. Anybody that has a welfare phone, I don't think y'all going to get through. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm truly, truly sorry. I don't know. Ain't nothing I could do about that. Ain't got nothing to do with the government. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show, Season 3. Three times. Wow. We've been talking a while. This is going to be our third season talking about all these things that we're facing, not just within the ballroom scene, within our community, within our lives, within ourselves as individuals. I am your host, Jasmine Couture. Pretty much the show works like this. I bring on a panelist, group panelists, different people at any time. You guys are more than welcome to come on here and sit with us and talk. Sometimes we will talk about a highlight, a topic itself, and sometimes we will just have pretty much like a roundtable discussion, like the talk or so, where everyone can just talk about little things that's been pondering in their heads as far as things that they're dealing with. It can be health issues, it can be living issues, it can be income issues, it can be stuff within the ballroom scene, stuff within their lives, their careers, their education. It can be anything as far as, you know, what they're facing or what they want to address. It's open to the public. It's open to everyone. So for the people that always have something to say negative about the shows themselves, or this show is boring, or it's not enough tea or gossip, or any of that bullshit, I really don't know. I really don't care, to be honest with you. There are still people that are listening. And this show is for you guys. If you guys feel that it needs a little bit more flavor, you are more than welcome to come on the show and give it to us, because no one's here to do your dirty work. So just kind of keep that in mind. Tonight is the season premiere episode. It's not really going to be a topic. It's going to be a couple of things that I just want to address as far as things that I've noticed, topics that I've come across, concerns and things of that nature that people have sent to me that I just want to kind of talk about, and as well as the panelists are free to talk about what they feel, what they want to address. It could be, again, issues within the ballroom. I've heard people say things about icons and legends, judges, and things of that sort, things we've talked about before, you know, things of that nature, the drugs, and the things that we're seeing right now in the last 15 minutes of some Escada child doing some type of drug. I'm sure DJ, because I'm not going to be calling you Dick. He'll make that one a little hot. Anything else that we can talk about, I would call in and read them for you, Jasmine, but Trey just keyed at me. I also, you guys also know that during the last hour, I do like to, we have this little, you know, scandal recap. Tomorrow is the actual season premiere of Scandal. And during the last hour, we kind of talk about the show itself. So, put your scandal caps on and stuff, all you gladiators, and call in. Tonight we're going to be talking about what we think is going to be happening, what we look forward to, and if you have not watched one episode, you need to be taken out and burnt at the stake. Talking about being burnt at the stake, don't forget American Horror Story, The Coven, premieres next Wednesday. I love my TV shows. I'm sorry. Also, what else? I think that's it for now. Let me bring on my panelists. Listening now online, but I just dialed the number correctly and it just keeps ringing. Honey, I don't know how you dialed that number correctly. It's I don't know what's going on with the show, with the numbers. But anyway, let me bring on some of these people. J-Rock, are you on the air? Because I still don't see your number. Do you need me to call you, J-Rock? Like, inbox me or something. Yeah, I know how it goes. When it comes to this show, for the new people that will be listening or tuned in, I do not like everyone talking above everybody, all at the same time and things of that sort, kind of like what I was doing last night a little bit. And I kind of go down the line in the order that you guys have called in. And then from there, you know, we ask the questioner, we have a topic, and then we go to that individual, and then we go down the line and down the line. All that talking and screaming on top of each other just does not work out, so let's keep that one in mind as well. So in the order that you called in, our first guest is someone who's making a lot of noise. He goes by the name of Dickie Johnson. Well, I'm going to call you Dickie, but, you know, yeah, I know who he is. Hi, Dick. Hello, Dick. Please tell me y'all can hear me, honey. Can y'all hear me? Okay, well, I don't know what he is. He on the other end, three-way or something. Charlie, yeah, I ain't got time for that. Well, we can't hear you. You ain't saying nothing, Dick Johnson. Okay.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. What you was doing?
All right. What'd it do?
What was you doing?
Well, that's for another show.
Hi, Calvin. How are you?
Fine. Dickie, I'm going to need you to put that World 4 phone away, honey. Go to Verizon and get you a new phone or something, baby.
That's what I don't have. I make too much money to get one of them. I ride right past those stands. Matter of fact,
yes,
if anybody got any food stamps out there, I'd rather for you to send me some because I don't like, I'm tired of spending cash.
Yes, God. Hello,
here
Jasmine. How are you, darling?
How are you?
Wonderful.
Jason, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Calvin. What's going on, Dickie?
What's good? What'd it do?
I'm still trying to find out.
Listen, honey, you know what? Let's cut the bullshit. Y'all know that the original listeners that's been a part of the show for many, many years, they are all glued to you, Calvin, and you, Dickie. They are really trying to get a feel of you guys. That's why I invited you guys to be a part of the show last night as well as tonight. So let's see what they're giving, honey. Some of them are saying the jury is out, they're listening, they're paying attention. They want to see what you guys are giving. I personally find you guys interesting. So, you know, but it's all about the audience. So if you guys are really feeling Calvin and Dickie, give them a shout out. Inbox them. Talk about them on the comments and the topics and stuff. Let's see where it goes. And I give them credit alone. It's like taking that test. Just for putting your name down, you're getting a certain amount of points. Just for them being tuned in and listening and being a part of the show, they get many, many points and kudos from me.
Why, thank you, Jasmine. And for the listeners, bitch, y'all know who I am. I'm Calvin. If you got an issue or a problem, any concerns or comments, please let it be known.
Child, just read them, honey. We all had to start off somewhere.
Yes, God.
But see, what kills me about a lot of people is they don't take the time. You know, they always want everyone to do their dirty work. Jason, you faced this for a year and a half, honey. They always call you and want to inbox you and send all these messages to you for you to do the dirty work, but yet they won't pick up and call and do it themselves. But they're so opinionated. They're so opinionated.
Well, that is very true. I mean, I listened to Kelly say that for years with Tens and Chapel Mondays in the recap show, how the girls have so much to say at a ball or at a function or whatever, and I'm going to call in and I'm going to do this and I'm going to call in and I'm going to say that, and they never call in, or they call in from a blocked number, or they send messages over. But if you're a bad bitch and you run with bad bitches, I don't see why you can't pick up a phone and call in, or send yourself or send a message over, whatever you need to do, because you're a bad bitch. I mean, for a year and a half, I've been called Calvin, I've been called a big bitch, a red bitch, a dime bitch, a this bitch, a that bitch, and then at the end of the day,
oh, I live for you. And I'm like, so it's like they live for you today and they want to kill you tomorrow. So, honey, welcome to the family.
Wow. All right, Dick, let's get it started, honey.
Mona, I'm going to fuck you up. You know what?
So
in fact, I'm not even dealing with that chat box. I'm shutting my Facebook down for the night.
No, they get. I like their entertainment. Go ahead. You know they get their lives from us. Come on, Dick. What's going
okay,
on?
I didn't want to be rude and interrupt. So, on the official Ballroom Radio chat page.
I have to interrupt you, though. Let me interrupt you for a second. Miss Shady McGrady. Let me give you one warning and one warning only. Many people have come and many people will be gone, and you could be one of them. So
ooh,
I'm just going to warn you
one
time.
No,
she put three zeros down for Shady. That's what it is, honey. She's the same one. I should have kicked you out of the room when you was posting those damn donation pages on behalf of Kelly. You got one more time, and I'm going to kick you out and ban you, and you'll have to go out there and create a whole new email account to get a whole new Facebook page to go ahead and call in. And now you know, 9 out of 10, all email addresses are verifications with phone numbers, so you're going to need more phone numbers to do that. So let's kind of keep it cute, sweetie. Go ahead, Dickie.
I will say, Miss Shady McGrady, she's cute. Like, I love her down. Like, that's my bitch. But she tried it, bitch. She tried it.
She's been trying it, but I will say that since Laura Spears' absence, he has bring a little life to that room.
He has.
He just has to learn how to tip lightly on certain areas. You have to learn how to respect.
Well, honey, tip lightly, definitely. Tread lightly on me, seriously, darling.
The CEO is not having it, Shady McGrady.
You can play with all the mother bitches. Don't play with me and don't play with mine. Go ahead, y'all.
Okay, so. On the page, on the official Ballroom Radio chat page, I have posted a pic, and everyone said that he addressed this because he had some promotions or whatever going on, and he's supposed to be this male dancer or whatever the case may be, and some people sent for him in Mississippi. They sent him a $150 deposit. He never showed up, and they posted the other day that the reason why he didn't show up is because he's a meth head. He strictly came on and sternly said, I do not do meth. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm too pretty for these things, and I just don't get into these things. Voila, you have it. Meth. Lighters up. Put your lighters up. No, she's getting fucked up. On another note, it's so to be said. Now, I cannot confirm this as of yet, and I'm still waiting on some footage from somebody or whatever. And he's showing me little clips and stuff like that, but it's not enough for me to want to make it hot yet or whatever the case it is. This boy is supposed to have been in the house where Marcus got read by Jack, where supposedly they were doing Tina in the other room. What do y'all think?
Well, until I see the factuals and the actuals, bitch, I'm not buying it yet.
Well, we all know that she's getting fucked up. She's definitely sky high right now. She's definitely singing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I got a picture of that on the page in there.
So are we saying that this is the same apartment or same, I don't even remember because I didn't really watch the video because I'm not like, you know.
From what I heard, there were two different rooms where people were in or whatever the case it is. And then on the show the other night, they said it was about 60 people in the house, so they don't know who was doing what. So it was a crowd of people here, a crowd of people there, or whatever. But I would like to know who was all doing Tina.
Well,
in one room, they're talking about, you know, different issues and stuff that, you know, we're dealing with, and anything from transgenders to this and that, and in the other room they're just sucking, fucking, and getting high.
Right.
But, honey, that's like any house party nowadays. You know, you go to a house party in one room, you got the old heads dancing to the music, smoking their weed. In the other rooms, you got the young freaks out there doing what the fuck they ever do, fucking and sucking and doing whatever else. So, I mean, it's not new.
I probably would have, if I could believe anybody, it probably has to be Man Prodigy. He stepped in and out that room, going between the two rooms quite frequently, running real fast, so.
He did, though. And, I mean, he is giving me skeleton teas, bitch. You can see damn near every bone in his body.
Poor thing.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
Y'all, you know, some of y'all are so vicious, honey. It, that wasn't necessary. But it's okay. You know, it's a no-filtered show.
Philly,
put your lights up.
J-Rock, where are you? All right, anyone else that wants to be a part of tonight's topics or sit with us tonight, call in. Mona, why don't you call in, sweetie? I want you, why don't you call in? You know, y'all in your little room, y'all are kiki. 601-651, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, everybody. What's up, Jason? This is Just Incredible Armstrong, a blackjack from the chat room and from the official ballroom chat. What's good?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I have a couple comments about this picture that was posted, because I remember a couple months back that this picture was posted earlier, because this was from this picture was from something else. This is the one with the little kid in the bed with the butane lighter and a little pipe. I think, wasn't this at something else? Because I know the kid was doing something, but I don't think this was at this function or whatever. But I have a concern with these kids. Are they doing these hard drugs like that? You know?
Well, this is the thing. For a very long period of time, a lot of people have been doing a lot of things. It's just that what's the end thing? What the it girls, so to speak, are doing right now or whatever. And this is the end thing. Tina, meth. It's the end thing or whatever. They're doing it all out in L.A. From what I've gotten so far, let me say her name. It'll come to me in a second or whatever. She's a film queen or whatever. She's doing it. I mean, they're getting turned out. I don't know whether or not, you know, a lot of what I really suspect is the girls are dating, the film queens. They're putting up their ass and they're dating, and because you get dates that pay you a little extra when you party with the date or whatever the case it is, they're getting hooked on these things because this is a date drug. Meth is a day drug, and then they do it. And next thing you know, they take it to their kids, and then it goes from the kids, and it goes to the kids' friends or whatever. But it's really, really, really hitting the scene hard right now.
Wow.
Let me say something about just for those, because I know that we have a different type of audience on Wednesday nights, and we have different people that listen to the show. So for clarification, can someone please tell everyone, what is Tina?
Tina is meth.
Right.
So, crystal meth. Crystal meth. For those of you who do not know what Tina is, that is crystal meth. And for those of you who do not know what crystal meth is,
Google it, bitch.
I'm about to plug it.
If you don't know what it is, good for you, and don't fuck with it.
Hold on, y'all. I'm about to plug it. One second. If you guys don't know what crystal meth is, go watch the whole season of Breaking Bad, whole 5 seasons, historic, epic TV show on the creating of a high school chemistry teacher that turns into one of the biggest drug lords, and I think it was like Arizona or something, on how he created crystal meth. It's crazy. The show is excellent, but watching the creation of it and the drug itself and what it does to people, it's so educational as well. I don't know how the fuck somebody would want to smoke that shit, what it makes people look like afterwards, what it does to their teeth and their body and their skin and all the rest of that stuff. And these queens, all queens care about is their looks and how well they look and how presentable they are. And said that shit looks, it turns you into like a zombie or something. You look horrible, like so horrible. I don't understand why anyone would want to look like that or do that to themselves. Especially the younger generation. Like,
I mean,
oh,
it makes,
my God.
It ages you crazy, man. It makes you look like you'll be 20-something, you like 40 or 50 or something in the face.
You know what? I'll put this out there. Shady McGrady, do this for me, sweetie. You want to get on my good side? Go to mugshots.com and look up some people on there and look at their mugshots. You can see a history of different people out there and a history of their mugshots itself, and it'll give you like a timeline of the first time that they were arrested to maybe the last time that they were arrested, and all their different mugshots. You can see how they looked originally to how they look today, and I swear the change itself is amazing. They look so fucking crazy. Hair falling out, skin deteriorated, teeth all out. I mean, it looks a mess. And that's what crystal meth does to you. It's really, really sad.
They said that they have an actual new form of crystal meth called crocodile. It starts to literally deteriorate your bone and flesh to where body parts just literally start falling off.
That's horrible.
Hell no.
You're going to make the dick fall off, is it?
Jason, do you know anyone that does crystal meth?
Fortunately, no, I don't. And if they do, they hide it very well. I mean,
yeah, I never actually really came in contact with anyone that did it.
I know I've had friends that I guess that when you go past the Adam for Adam pages, you see stuff that'll give you like TNT. And I for a long time, I never knew what TNT was. I guess that's the blonde in me. So I guess those that are going to TNT are into that. And, I mean, I've had people hit me up, and they say, oh, do you party? And I'm like, yeah. And I think that, like, when they're talking about big things, like maybe smoke a blunt, have a drink. No, these bitches be talking about doing coke and crystal meth and all kinds of shit. And I'm like, really? I mean, not to sound racist, but I'm like, when I think of crystal meth and I think of that kind of stuff, I think of white people. I would never think of black people doing crystal meth.
Same here.
Oh, no.
A lot of the kids that I know, a lot of the girls that I know, especially them queens, have said that recently, yeah, I did try it or whatever, but either they did like the high or the high is just not for me or whatever, but people are just not scared anymore to try stuff no more. I mean, like, it's like, you know, whatever the party drug is, let me see if I like it at least once. And what people don't understand is that it only really takes once for you to try something to be addicted. You chase the high. That's what it's meant for.
Okay, so I'm getting pictures. Thank you, Shaniqua, and everybody. You're welcome, Opie. I'm getting these pictures, honey. Miss Thing from Top Model. I remember her crazy ass. That's what she looks like now for real? She was on Dr. Phil.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
From Cycle 8. Well, how do you pronounce her name? Jail? Or I don't even remember her name. But, oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, my God.
And look at that.
That
was the wild girl from Top Model. She was just like a party girl. She was all full of life on the show, and wow. See, that's something. Especially, like, if you're a female figure, a femme queen, and you're going through the transition itself, it's all about looks, it's all about beauty, it's all about fitting in. This bitch looks like she's, like, 50 years old, 60 years old, with bad skin.
Okay.
I just posted
like,
a video in the room
now,
about
come
it.
Come on,
well,
yeah.
I just posted a video.
All you young people out there, it has to be something out there. All you young people, you young kids, somebody needs to. I remember when being in high school, they used to make us watch in driver's ed, they used to make us watch car accidents and things of that sort. And he used to scare us, you know, make sure you wear your seatbelt and drive safely and things of that sort, because this is what can happen to you. They need to start doing that shit. Making people watch this shit, watch the transformation of what these drugs can actually do to you. That's some scary shit.
But Devin, you say that, and it's like the funniest thing. Growing up here in Baltimore, you see, and you just realize, I'm not just Baltimore, but any urban area, anywhere, I guess, you will see people, I've seen people on heroin, and I've seen them OD or fall out in the street, and then you see a bunch of crazy people talk about, yo, motherfucker just died, or almost OD'd off that shit, that must be some good shit, give me three of them. Bitch, you just seen somebody damn near die, and you're asking for that?
Did y'all see the video with the guy who was on something or whatever the case was, and he got the finger in himself all outside in the projects in broad daylight, and the tray ended up whooping him?
Yeah, Naima put that on the page last night.
The one sitting on top of the car was Nick. Oh, yeah.
I mean, but if you think about it.
If anybody wants to get high like that because they see that shit doing it to them, then child, they deserve it. But for these young people that are just trying to socialize with it and trying to fit in and stuff, honey, you can do other things to fit in. Like, come on now. It's just too much.
If you really think about it, this is no different than what our parents went through back in the 70s and the 80s. You know, for them it was crack, though. Now it's meth, and what's going to happen 10 years, 20 years down the line?
You're
100%
right,
Calvin. My
parents
never did no shit like that.
Mm-mm.
No, I agree with him on that, because in my day and age, when I was younger, my mother and her friends and all, my mother was a heroin addict. So I was all about the heroin. Everybody was damn near a heroin addict. And then after that was like the fucking crack came and stuff. So I was there for the heroin, you know, decade and then
the
crack
the
age. And
the freebase. That's how even Richard Pryor said that he used the freebase. That's how he caught fire in one of his stand-ups. He told it. He tells about how he actually caught on fire.
Yeah, he blew up his whole damn house.
No,
doing
nah, he basically set himself on fire.
He set himself on fire. Yeah.
Yes, because freebasing includes adding gasoline in the cocaine back in them days.
I remember seeing this picture of Miss Thing from what was this? Come on now. What was the name of that movie she was in? Mona, remind me, not the, okay, I can't remember her name. Yeah, she was on the LL Cool J show, but what movie was that, that movie that she was in with Miss Thing?
Is it Maya Campbell?
Yeah,
Mia
her name
Campbell?
Is Maya Campbell, yes. Yeah.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, didn't she go to rehab or something like that?
And I've seen her look better again after rehab.
Yeah, she looked a world better than she just, that stuff that took her through there, whatever that stuff she had got on at that point in time, because they never say exactly what she was on.
Well, you know what, as we're putting pictures in the group in reference to, you know, celebrities and regular people, let's find some pictures of ballroom personalities that have gotten heavy on the drug and has changed them. So, you know, it's always good to watch somebody on TV and stuff, but when we could watch these people that we know, you know, our girlfriends, our house members, people we competed against on the runway or sat next to on a panel or something like that. Let's put those pictures in. Let's see, because then that might help change somebody's mind. It might scare somebody. All these damn drugs.
I mean, don't be scared. Do not be scared, because you could be helping save somebody's life right now.
Let me address something, if you don't mind real quick, because this is, like, seriously, like, and it was even last night, and it's just been going on for a while or whatever, and it's just not with me, but it's just with a plethora of other people or whatever. Mabel, the Iconic King. Oh, God, just for you to pick that avatar, it just shows me you're probably just a nasty, fat, sloppy, trifling, chips all over your bed, just, I mean, go suck a dick.
I was trying to say something. wanted to say something, but it got a little too serious. I'm glad you said something, because that bitch tried it with that really stinky picture.
Yeah, go suck a motherfucking dick, bitch. You sit up here all day long. You don't have a life. 9 times out of 10, when I'm on Facebook, bitch, I'm on it through my phone because I have a job and I do things during the day. You're sitting up here playing on party lines waiting for the trade to come and put some dick down your fat-ass throat, bitch, if you give them a couple of dollars. Get something to do with your motherfucking stuff. Get some swag. Take a hormone and become a fem queen, and maybe if you go, you can get a life, you bitch.
I need sound effects. You know, I've been so busy. I'm going to see you this weekend if I could just download a whole bunch of sound effects, honey, because... Bitch, I need sound effects.
She tried it, though, but it's okay. Just because she picked that name, Mabel King, that bitch probably looked exactly like Mabel King. She probably looked in the mirror one day and was like, bitch, you know who I look like? Mabel King.
And boy, this thing I am gagging.
The feelings that we had. That's not Mabel King that sing that song. Mabel King was the Wicked Witch.
It is. Yeah. Didn't that bitch sing that song? That fat ass bitch sing that song on the Wiz?
No, she was Mabel King. No, the woman from That's My Mama is the one that sings Don't Lose the Feelings That We Have. Mabel
King. That's what I'm saying.
Sings.
She chose an old ass avatar. People don't even know. Bitch, get somebody that we know. Bitch, you chose some shit back from you dry ass motherfucking bitch. Get your swag up. Pimp your pussy up, bitch.
Right.
Okay, wait a minute. This picture that Kyle Sterling put up of Miss Thing from Top Model, is that the same girl from Top Model? How is that the same girl? Her nose looked like it got bigger. Like, does crystal meth make your nose look big? Do y'all see that picture?
It's the same eye structure. I mean, if you look at her eyes, you can look at it's the same eye structure. As far as the nose, maybe she was doing other stuff, or maybe she had some work done, or I don't know.
The nose and lips look a little different, but
yeah.
Bitch, if crystal meth is making your nose look big, ugh.
Why are you not getting to the blog talk, Mom? What the fuck is going on?
Fucking meth is not the only thing that we should be worried about. Even the girls who's doing the Lindsay now, Lindsay is cocaine. Even the girls who's doing the Lindsay now, there's new shit in that is causing it to eat your fucking nose away from the inside out.
Don't you
think when a bitch is taking a bump and popping in her bag and she'd be talking to you and constantly sniffing? I didn't talk to a few icons and they'd be talking to me and you sitting there, and this bitch talking, and she can't even feel the snot running down her nose across her motherfucking lips. Bitch.
But that shit is so numb. I'm not going to sit here and say I haven't done some drugs in my past life, but you have to be careful who and where you get it from now. You just can't really go to you go to balls in Atlanta, balls in New York, balls in Ohio, and
exactly.
You can't get any bitch on the side of the street to get you some drugs.
Exactly. Cause I mean, people will put stuff in your weed. They will mess you up, and then you will be screwed for life.
But you know what? Addiction ain't no joke. Seriously,
it's not. And then I found out recently that the side effects from doing e-pills don't happen right away. But the side effects of e-pills over an extended period of time will eat a hole in your brain, and the part of the brain that it eats is the part of the brain that causes depression.
Let me
come off e-pills and shit like that. You have mood swings. You don't know whether you come or you going. You start crying about just getting dressed and all types of shit.
Honey, let me break a bottle. I just need to break a bottle, Jason.
You gotta break a bottle.
Yeah, I just gotta break a bottle by you saying that, honey.
Like I said last night, I did eat once, and I was in the fucking Paradox in Baltimore City, Maryland. And I went outside because you know they lit out about 6 o'clock in the morning, and this sun is up, sun is shining, and to me it's complete dark. I begged my God. I said, Jesus, if you take me down from this and keep me safe, I will never do it again.
Are the kids even still doing Special K, or they stopped doing that?
Oh, they still going Special K.
What is Special K?
I think
cat
it's horse tranquilizers.
It's cat tranquilizers.
Exactly.
Thank you, Shady McGrady. I'm going to watch this interview
wow.
in a few minutes. I'm really interested. She was a key on there. Like, I don't know. Drugs is just too much for me, honey. Oh.
I decided a
Shout
long time
Shady
ago that
McGrady.
Weed would only be the only drug that I would do, and that would be basically it, because I've seen people high out their minds. I've seen so many of those people just go downhill from it just at my age, and I'm 35, and it's just I can't do it. Let me get my little spliff, and that's it. I can't do nothing else other than that. Just,
Did you see that picture that Mona just put up, the girl from That 70s Show, the white girl?
Serious.
Mm-hmm.
And she died. Lord, that's sad. Y'all better get y'all shit together. Y'all are too young and too gorgeous and got too much shit going on in your lives to be letting a drug take y'all down.
And it really shows you with the icons that we came up with, like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and even going to speak for Natalie Cole. Look at what she's going through now, you know, with hepatitis and stuff like that, from the things that she's done in her past as far as drugs and stuff like that. This shit will come back to haunt you eventually.
It really will.
Let me say something to you guys really quickly. And some of you may agree, some of you may not agree, but this is just my personal opinion and my personal experience. So I just want you guys to listen for a minute. A lot of you guys know that I have quit smoking. It's been three months and almost 2 weeks now. And I used to think that, I don't drink, I don't get high. You know, I used to smoke weed every once in a while. I was never addicted. I would drink every once in a while, have a cocktail, never addicted. So I used to always think I was like, you know, oh, I'm good because, you know, my only habit is cigarettes, da-da-da-da-da. I just never realized that cigarettes were just as bad as everything else. A lot of people don't agree with that. People feel that cigarettes, oh, it's just a cigarette. It ain't doing nothing to you. Or it's not as bad or whatever. But you really don't realize the effects that cigarettes are doing to you until you quit it. And when you quit it and you come off of it, to me, it's just like a drug. It ain't as bad, believe me, because I come from a whole family of drug abuse and drug addicts and people I've lost in my family to drugs. I've seen them go through it and stuff. But I actually compared what I went through with cigarettes to some of the things that they were going through, the mood swings.
Yeah, your body is looking for that nicotine, though. Your body is searching for that nicotine that it used to get from those cigarettes. And by not getting it,
you are a cigarette smoker out there, keep you some motherfucking breath mints or something in your motherfucking pocket. It ain't nothing worse than a bitch talking to you with motherfucking cigarette breath. I think that is the horriblest shit ever in this world.
All right.
I mean,
now, hold on. Let me finish with my story before y'all start cutting it off again.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Yes, you are right. Cigarettes are bad. And for anybody that's going, you know, smoking and they're looking to quit, it's going to take a lot of willpower and a lot of strength and a lot of prayer. It's definitely something that you really don't realize. You sit there with your cigarette right now and you're sitting there saying, oh, it's not that bad or whatever. Baby, it's a lot. I mean, the nightmares, literally nightmares that I just would not believe. They felt so real. I would wake up actually screaming. Like, what kind of bullshit is that? You know, your body goes through so much. And that's just cigarettes. So imagine with these people, these faces that we're watching on this page right now, this topic that we're talking about, what they're going through as well. Any type of addiction is bad for you. And again, now just like what Dick said, you don't realize it when you're smoking, but you don't realize the smell and how foul the smell is until you're not a smoker. Because after I quit, when I was around anyone that smoked, if I was out in public or in a certain place or things of that sort, you know, you'd be like, oh, my God, they were smoking a cigarette. Ew, you could smell that. And then it's like, bitch, you used to smell like that? That's what you use.
And
you
in your
used
house,
to give.
And get all in your curtains and shit. It be. I mean, it, you have to really thoroughly
oh,
clean
see, I
your
was
house
never
to get
one,
that smell out.
I never was one for smoking in my house. I always used to go outside by the pool. And, you know, even when Kelly or guests came down, they knew that it was no smoking in my house. I just never liked it because I just don't like that smell in the house. But, my God, you know, again, anyone that's out there, it can be done. I've smoked, I've smoked for a long time, and I'm so grateful to God that I put it down and I'm not doing it anymore. And I know that you can do it, too. And for people that have any type of addiction, you know, it takes a lot of strength, a lot of willpower, and a lot of prayer, and you can do it. You know, just, you can do it.
And
but anyway, that was
this,
just my little thing.
Before I forget this, let me tell y'all a little story that happened today. A friend of mine's father passed away, so we went over to her house to, you know, give our condolences to her mother. I mean, and her, or whatever. Her mother and her father are no longer together. We went over her house to give condolences. And when we got there, her mother had cooked, and it did. It smelled really, really good. I mean, it smelled amazing. And we were sitting there, whatever the case was, and I really wasn't feeling well earlier. I didn't get much sleep. I stayed up late last night. I had to work earlier today. And when I sat down or whatever, you know, one of my friends kept asking her mother, what is that? And her mother said, well, I made a tuna casserole. And she said, I haven't had a tuna casserole in a while. So, you know, her mother paid it. She didn't offer anything or anything. So eventually, my friend, she kept on, you know, mentioning tuna casserole. To, you know, her mother was like, well, if you want some, you know, it's in there. You can go in there and get some. So they went in there, three of my friends, there's four of us all together. Three of my friends went in there, and they got little saucers or whatever, and they began to eat it. They came back in the living room, sat down, and they began to eat it. So, you know, they proclaimed that this was like the best tuna casserole, you know, they had. They was going off about it. So I go in the kitchen and, you know, the tuna casserole's on the stove. And I am getting a saucer and I'm putting it on my saucer in the midst of the conversation going on in the living room they're talking about, I can hear. And she said, well, what do you use? And she said, well, look, people don't cook the way I do or whatever, but I have my own methods. I have my own recipes. And she explained all the ingredients or whatever. And the last thing that she said was she uses a half a can of Fancy Feast. Motherfucking cat food. Bitch.
In the food?
In the motherfucking tuna casserole. I was no
Was she white? Is
more
she white?
Good. Yeah, she's white.
Well, yes, God. Okay, that said it all.
I was no more good.
Wow.
See, I love that.
Wow. So what are the ingredients in Fancy Feast? Like, you know, are they bad? Like, what's the deal with it?
It's cat food.
You
never heard of
it? I know it's cat food. I know it's cat food, but I'm asking, like, what are the ingredients in it? Like, is it something, you know, it's not nothing I would eat, but is it something that would actually harm you?
No,
when she first said it, I said Fancy Feast, and I couldn't think of what the fuck Fancy Feast was. And I looked in the trash, on top of the trash, and there it was, a really little bitty small can or whatever with a white cat on the front of that bitch. I just scraped that shit in the garbage and was like, okay, bitch, this is officially time to go.
I don't think the ingredients in the cat food would hurt you. It's more or less regular food. It's just more vitamins and minerals for animals. There's more hormones in it to build, you know, muscle mass or more fatty tissue, whatever, to help animals out. I mean, there's people who have survived on just eating animal food.
Yeah, because I do know some animal food is, you know, that type of all-natural food and stuff. But, you know, it's just certainly, it's processed different.
It's no
but, you know, I mean,
bitch,
who the fuck wants
it,
to eat fancy
eat
food?
Let me eat some fancy piece in it.
Now, I want to talk, we're going to hop back since we're on the addiction thing. You know, you were talking about cigarettes and we're talking about drugs. But I want to talk about something else that can be addicting as well. And I know I'm probably going to get red to fill for this, but for the big girls out there, food can be a very addicting thing.
For a lot of y'all, maybe y'all don't know my story. About 2 years ago, I was put in the hospital. I was 930 pounds.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm sharing this. I might cry, but I just want to, I think somebody needs to hear it. I was 930 pounds when I got put in the hospital. I couldn't walk. I couldn't wipe my own ass. I laugh at it now, but then I couldn't do nothing for myself. I had so much fluid on my body and my lungs and in my brain that I can't remember my first 4 months in the hospital. There was times when, like I said, I couldn't do nothing. I had a tube stuffed up my dick, you know, for months because I couldn't even hold a urinal or go to a restroom. And I dealt with being in a hospital for 7.5 months. I'm proud to say that I've lost over 350 pounds since then.
Amen.
But do not allow something as small as food or a drug take you out of this world. It took me years to realize, no matter what my mom said, no matter what my family said, it took me years to realize until I wanted to change, there was no telling me to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you tonight that you need to want to change for yourself. You have people who love you. You have people who care about you. And as of today, you know, just last week I went to the doctor and I lost another 35 pounds. And I did this without surgery. This was a lot of motivation and help from others. There's people that can help you with any addiction that you're having. Addiction doesn't mean it has to be drugs. You can be addicted to anything. But, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, thank you so much, Calvin. That's very deep, and thank you for sharing that. And I hope people are listening and people take it in serious, because there's a lot of things out there that we all are facing, and a lot of us just don't admit it. You know, anything from a little cigarette to health issues, you know, things of this sort. Yes, that's what he said. Now, come on, understand. Yes, and he lost. So God bless him for losing, and God bless him for continuing to drop that weight and keeping it going. So, you know, bless him. God bless you, Calvin. And believe me, I'm a big girl myself, so I know it how it is. We got some callers. I think that's J-Rock, though. Somebody else press one. J-Rock, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, honey, good work, child.
I don't know what was going on with my damn phone. It just constantly rings, and then when you hit me up this last time, it actually, the little lady came off of Blog Talk Radio, so I don't know. Blog Talk needs to fix their system, because it's not my Sprint phone.
But you know what? Other people are saying it, so it might not be your phone. I don't know, because people are still on the line. Certain people are getting through, and certain people aren't.
I just wanted to make sure Michi knew that, because he called me out like I'm like I got crooked. I don't do crooked teeth.
All right, so they want to know a little bit of your history and stuff like that. So I'm going to start with you, Dickie, and then I'm going to go to you, Calvin. Dickie, can you tell everybody a little bit about your quote-unquote ball history?
I came out in about 1990, well, a long time ago, let's say that. When I initially came out, I came out dating a femme queen. I was around a plethora of them. Mother Shantae, XEVSU now, Shantae Prodigy, Mariah Revlon. I've been Father Revlon of Detroit and of Ohio. What do I walk? In my past, I have walked Sex Siren. I have walked Twist. I've done a couple of things. At this point in time now where I am or whatever, I'm starting to come back out now and do things or whatever amongst the ballroom scene or whatever.
I just finally got a lot of things on track. It took me a while for me to figure out who I was as a person by me coming out so young. Me coming out very young hindered me from a lot of things because I wasn't really, really listening to my parents. I really wanted to have fun. Thank God that I was able to still, you know, snatch a high school diploma and, you know, 2 years of college in. But I just recently purchased a home, still paying on it. It's not bought yet, not paid for, but I'm paying on it now, whatever. And things are in order for me or whatever. So I feel like, you know, I can play a little bit. Do I live the most sanctified life? I do not. I do things that I wouldn't recommend for my child to do. I have two biological children. But, you know, I still do what I need to do in order to make it through the day. Hopefully my children won't have to endure the things that I've done, you know, in my past. At this point in time in my life, you know, I've had some struggles, you know, and struggles go from a lot of things. If you look at my tattoo on my chest, you know, my tattoo is, you know, everybody knows what it is or whatever. It says sex or whatever. I had an addiction to sex. As of this point, you know, I have never tested positive for HIV or whatever. Thank God, you know, but just because of that addiction that I had to sex or whatever the case it is, you know, I could have been really, 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 really fucked up. But kudos and big ups. One thing I want to say to Keisha Revlon and Father Tony Revlon, because had it not been for those two people, I probably would be infected and probably positive because at a young age, I was wild, and they stopped me. And Father Tony told me that if you're going to be doing all of this and you're going to be wild and doing all this crazy shit or whatever the case it is, you need to protect yourself. My mother had never had that talk with me. No one had ever had a safe sex talk with me ever. So I was doing a lot of crazy shit or whatever, and thank God, you know, I never, you know, contracted anything. That's pretty much
Revlon,
it.
You're not a Revlon now, are you?
No, right now I am 007.
Okay, because they're asking, are you? So he's a Revlon. No, he's not a Revlon. He said he's a 007. Okay. Thank you, Dickie Calvin. Can you tell us a little bit about, quote unquote, if you have a ball history?
Well, I came out when I was, God, was 13. I was in a few up and coming houses. I walked a few mini balls as big boy face. I went to many of other balls, met some of the icons and some of the legends. I actually was in the process of becoming Mariah Revlon's child. You know, we had a little falling out, but we're back together. I've shook the hands of a lot of the legends. I can't say I was much into the ballroom scene, but I do. I'm just a spectator, more or less. Like I said, 2 years ago, I went through everything I went through. Thank God I'm out of it now. As of right now, I'm going through college for psychology. And hopefully by the time that I'm 30, I set a personal goal that I want to lose the weight that I want to lose. That way I can get out into the working world. Like I was before, and this time with a career under my belt.
Well, thank you, Calvin. For those of you that wanted to know a little bit more about these people, there you go. Jason, you want to tell us a little bit about who you are while we're at it?
I did that last year.
You just say that. You just say it.
J-Rock, do you want to tell us a little bit about who you are?
Jason,
you know, we have a new cycle of listeners, so, you know, it's always good to maybe update them.
You need to update these new listeners, Jason.
Okay, well, let's see. I am Jason Bridge. I am the oldest child of London Bridge. I worked for a nonprofit that dealt with helping men coming home from prison. I got started with that because I was a bad boy and I did some bad things and I went away for a while. And when I came home, I needed a fresh start. I started my ballroom career, I really don't have much of one. I was only in one house, and that was Aphrodite. I did walk between up and drags. A lot of my girlfriends that came out with me, only a few are still here. I got to a certain point where I realized that my life was not going in that direction, and that ballroom was just that, a hobby. So a lot of girls are going to be like, well, he doesn't have a career and all this other kind of stuff, and that's fine. But I will always have a love for ballroom because I've always had ballroom friends, so I was always connected to it. Now you can catch me acting and volunteering and starring in web shows and doing plays to throughout the community in different cities and stuff to promote safe sex and HIV awareness.
Work, Jason. And J-Rock, you want to tell them who the fuck you are?
Oh, I like how you started that off because that's exactly how I would have started off. But I'm not going to be talking today. Yes, I'm J-Rock Ebony, you know, from Dallas, Texas. I rip my city to the fullest out of the Gulf Coast region. Started walking balls back in 2007 as Butch Queen European Runway. Got a little thicker, got a little older, so it seemed like it was foolish, so I stopped walking it. I vogue, I won that. I am a commentator. I don't know how that happened, but I am. I'm getting paid for commentating for all you shady hoes that want to know. Yeah, people pay me to come commentate, so thank you. I walk Butch Queen Executive Realness. Yep, won. Oh, yeah, and I'm nominated for the year. Thank you. I also am a promoter. I have had successful functions. I've given out all my cash. I've had no fights. Yeah, I'm coming different this year. I was very humble when I came. I was very humble when I came on this scene. But now, bitches, y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass because I've been doing way better than some of you old shady motherfuckers that have got everything to say about J-Rock. If you come to one of my functions, have a good time. Okay? This is the new and improved J-Rock Ebony Bridge, and I motherfucking thank you. What I do outside of the ballroom, I am human resources for the United States government. Thank you.
Baby, it never fails with these kids. When I tell you that, they always start off so nice, so innocent, so, you know, so political, and give them about a good year, a full season, bitch, and they come back with a vengeance.
I'm like the icon Terry. You Butch Queens made me this fucking way.
One thing the ballroom will do to you, you young children out there that are just starting, honey, ooh, she will do something to you. She will make you very angry. She does a lot.
One thing I do want to say about kids in the ballroom scene, I really...
Doesn't he like to cut people off? Doesn't Dickie like to cut people off?
I thought that was Calvin.
I try not to, but I really want them to understand that it's fantasy. You know, few people will... make something of themselves from it. It's only fantasy land. Go to school, get an education. As you can see, the government shut down right now. They're getting ready to start cutting more and more programs and all kinds of stuff is going on or whatever the case is. You have to be able to stabilize your own life outside of the ballroom scene. If you are 30-plus years old and still sleeping in a house without a bed, in a corner, on the floor, and all those types of things or whatever, shame on you, because don't ever feel like you're too good for anything. If it takes for you to work at McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell all at the same time to live a decent life, then that's what it takes. Get your ass up and do something with yourself. Stop depending on all of this foolery and shit or whatever just to get to the next ball. And that's I hate the fact that they got like 12 balls going on per weekend. That shit is stupid.
I know what's going to be stupid is when I start muting you for cutting me off.
Ooh.
That's what's going to be stupid. But you're absolutely 100% correct. But I know, you know, sometimes we get a little passionate about our comments. That's something that Naima was always doing. She gets very passionate about her comments and stuff, and sometimes it just goes a little too, you know, aggressively far. But no, he's 100% right that everything that he's saying. One thing I will say, I'm going to come to you two callers. I see you guys, 404-444 and 323-373. I'm coming to you in a minute. But he's right. You young kids out there, you young generation, it's something about these people. And it's not just the ballroom scene. I've said it a million times. It's just the generation itself. They just want everything instantaneously. You know, mm-hmm. If they're out there working for $8, $10, $12 an hour, it's not enough. You know, it takes too long to get paid when you're getting paid weekly or biweekly. It's a lot of things out there. They just want it to happen right away. You know, we live in an instant world. You know, that's where everything is a problem right now. You know, even with cell phones. Back in the day, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have all this instant messaging and texting and video chatting and things of that sort. Now everything is just at your fingertips, you know. So if I can get everything this quickly, then I can get everything in my life that quickly. And people just don't take the time to sit down and realize that, you know, you need to really work hard for what you want or really work hard to set a goal for yourself. It just really takes a lot of time. But, you know, you live and you learn. You know what I'm saying? That's the most important thing. You live and you learn, and hopefully it will change. But I thank everybody for sharing. 404-444, you're on the air. We go. So we're going to sit here and just listen to you.
Was that the Pillsbury Dough person that calls in from time to time just to giggle?
No, she there. Go ahead. 404-444, go ahead. Come on, what's up? She's still laughing. Yeah. Everybody laugh with her so we can all laugh.
This is sad. I will not.
Girl.
This season premiere has started off with a lot of mentally retarded people calling in.
Again. J-Rock, we are not going to make fun of the mentally retarded.
323-323-373, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Yes, honey. You know what, I'm so tired of motherfuckers talking about what they was, what they did, what they had. I used to work at Howard Johnson's. I used to work at Fedco. I used to work at Mervyn's. I mean, honey, what have you done lately? You know what I mean?
Right.
Who worked at Mervyn's? I'm sick of a bitch talking about what happened in 1993, 94, 95.
What's going on in 2013? That's what you're saying, right, boo?
What's going on in 2013, honey? What have you accomplished in the last 6 months?
Who are you talking to?
Everybody. I'm just talking in general.
Okay, well, let me tell you what J-Rock accomplished, and I thank you. Next. So, bitch, you better check my motherfucking credentials, honey.
Anchor.
J-Rock, maybe she wasn't talking about you.
She said everybody in general. I'm just getting it out there before they start being shady. I'm shady first. Hello.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, caller.
Yes, I was just saying in general, but since she took offense to it, you know what I'm saying? If the Payless pump fits, just wear it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, not Payless, Favor.
Like I said, check my credentials, honey. You will be surprised. I don't have to justify myself as your motherfucking president.
Oh, girl. Didn't you used to be the fan club president for BNGB?
Everything that you say everything that you say is a joke and an opinion, but what I'm saying is a fact. You see what I'm saying? When I say I'm accomplished, I'm accomplished. It's not nothing to be read about.
I'm not going to read you. I can only reread you. Now look.
Well, go ahead and reread. You can't reread
mama.
A book that you cannot read, you dumb motherfucker. First, learn how to read.
You got, mama,
yes.
You got the right string. You got the right string, but the wrong yo-yo.
That's fine. Yeah. I got the right string.
What is your name?
Why did you take offense to this?
I never said
anything about you personally.
Who cares? I'm just being shady tonight, baby. You can't take the heat. Get off the
girl.
J-Rock's mom has been on yesterday.
Look.
You should.
Yesterday I was
working.
Yesterday I was working.
Yesterday yesterday I was working.
Something.
I was busy.
Girl, did I just
send
you
a Instagram
about
2 weeks ago?
Can we talk one at a time? It's impossible to hear both of y'all talk at once.
Okay,
I was
well, did
busy
I just
with
send
you
a Instagram yesterday. That's why I couldn't talk.
Hello.
Yes, caller.
I just see her at the Greyhound bus station.
Who at the Greyhound?
I saw, excuse me, Trailways.
Trailways.
I don't even know what that is.
Huh?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, girl, do you still fly TWA?
Bitch, I don't even get on the plane. What the fuck are you talking about? I drive my own car.
Okay,
child, you don't catch her shade. She's a, oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Carl. I'll put you on mute.
Y'all
not catching her shade. She's an old queen, and she's getting ya.
She is. She's old school realness, bitch. I love it.
And, I'm going to need her to come up to the new school because if I don't get it, it's not going to read to me, so I don't give a fuck.
That was one of Pepper's keys.
You don't give a what?
I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a who?
That's
don't
better.
Give a fuck. Well, no, okay, caller, I know you're on mute again, but caller, to answer your question, in the last 6 months, darling, I know you may not have been talking about me, but I've accomplished a lot. Like I said, I've just started school recently about a year ago. You know, I'm getting A's and B's in all my classes. I'm learning more and more about the human being, you know, mind and everything else. So, you know, that's what I'm accomplishing and continuing to accomplish.
Somebody okay, we have our five. Jasmine, somebody just inboxed me and told me to tell you to, they want to understand why did you allow the fake profiles to get online and read everybody?
I don't
that's
allow
an addiction.
The fake profile.
The specific words was, that's an addiction. People get online just to read and do fag shit. When will people ever grow to fuck up and be adults? Basically telling
ooh,
all the fake profiles to get a real profile and a real profile and put your real picture up.
Thank God. I don't know.
Hey,
this is
trying
this
to,
is the thing about
this,
fake profiles.
This is what I feel about fake profiles, if I have to repeat it again. You know, me and my sister have this thing about you fake profiles. Baby, they step up to the plate quicker than the regular people. For the people who have no fake profiles, for the people who are their real selves, they just want to sit there. They want to sit there and have so much to say and inbox messages and be at a ball and say how they're going to call in on Monday and read the ball, and they don't want, you know, they're going to do this and they're going to do that, and they don't do it. Now you have fake profiles. These fake profiles have stepped up, and they have made the groups hot, and they have made the radio shows hot. I mean, let's keep it real. Keep it entertaining. We're looking at right now Dick Johnson. That's, the name is a fake profile. It may be his real picture or whatever, but his name ain't no Dick Johnson. You know, we all are looking at characters here. That's what it all boils down to. People step up, and if you want to step up and do it, they step up and they do it. That's just, it's all a part of the entertainment. Even when you listen to a radio show, any type of regular radio show, people call in. They're not calling in under their real names and stuff when they're saying things or giving their comments. That's all about privacy, but they still have an opinion. So come on now,
like
sit here and read the fake profiles. And the fake profiles, don't turn around and really read the children. It's really just all a kiki. That's what the whole shows are based on. Pretty much a kiki and a laughter. To put a little entertainment in, you know, in our lives based on the real shit that we're dealing with day to day.
I feel like when it comes to fake profiles, if a fake profile gets a hold to you and likes you and reads you and makes you feel some type of way, then obviously something that fake profile said had to hit home. So that means you need to go back and look at your circle of friends, because 9 times out of 10, it's somebody that's on the inside.
9 out of 10, you're right, but, you know, I don't really agree with that as well, because bottom line is a lot of people just can't take criticism. That's why the ballroom scene is the way it is now. A lot of people just do not take criticism very well. They do not like people telling them a certain thing. They don't like people giving them their opinions and stuff. And they just don't like it. They just want to continue to go back and forth with people over and over again. One of the biggest issues that people have is they like to have the last word. They don't want nobody trying to come for them or anything like that. So that's where a lot of it comes from. But in all honesty, we don't sit here and allow the fake profiles to take over the radio show and stuff like that. Every once in a while, one or two fake profiles do get through, and they just make funny comments and stuff. It's been happening for 6 years. How the hell do you think the show really got started? Kelly was pretty much someone who would call into Tom's show and harass under many different voices. And look where she's at now. No pun intended, not quote-unquote in jail, but look where she's at now as far as her level of fame. So come on now, let's be serious.
Private
Jasmine.
Caller,
you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Granny.
I don't know what the hell you talking about, Jasmine. I ain't no goddamn fake profile. You ain't seen no goddamn Granny name in that room. But anyway, I thought I had was calling the Manhattan County Bail Bondsman, but I got my numbers mixed up. So you go put me back on mute.
Oh my God.
No, Jasmine.
Yeah.
Jasmine, somebody has said, you know, how can you censor one fake profile without censoring the other? You got one fake profile who was saying something about the show, but then you have another fake profile who is saying something about the show, and you haven't said shit to them. That's just what I'm hearing.
Where's the other fake profile?
Miss Mabel King. And I'm not just saying it because she's talking about me. I'm keying off the shit, but it hit my inbox.
You know what? When it comes to the fake profiles, this is what I'll say about the fake profiles, and I'm going to be honest with you. You have to have a thicker skin. That just goes along with the ballroom scene, period. If people in the ballroom scene listen, who actually walk, who get out there and walk, listen to the criticism that they get all the time, 24/7. Don't you think they would be ashamed that we'd even come out to walk a fucking ball? So that it's the same thing. You have to get a thicker skin. Who gives a fuck what a motherfucker think about you? Fuck that bitch. Fuck Mabel King.
Yes, God.
Mabel King, honey. Seriously. Let me read you. Seriously. I will sit here and, Missy, why are you carrying?
That Rasputia picture was cute, though, bitch. You have to give it to her. That Rasputia picture was cute as shit.
I'm not even looking in the group. I was looking at some of these other things that people were sending to me, and y'all really are carrying. But listen, I'm not even here to be Facebook police or anything like that. They're gonna attack the cast members. They always do. They've been doing that for years. Whoever's on the phone, they just sit there and do it. When Kelly's on the air, they put pictures of Kelly, me, everybody. They just constantly do that. I just had to get Miss Shady McGrady together really quickly because, you know, it's the season premiere and she wanted to put all these things negative about the show itself. But they're going to attack the cast members. That's just always something that they do. But y'all need to keep it cute. Y'all need to cut that shit out for real because it starts to get a little boring after a while. But I probably know who Mabel King is. I have a funny feeling who it actually is. So really kind of keep it cute because I don't know if you guys know, but if you are, or maybe it's just this room, or maybe it's just my system, but for some reason, it just may be me because of the way my computer is set up and the network that I'm on. But why is it showing me IP addresses by each of you guys' profile? I have no idea what that is. I don't know. It might be because I'm on my business. I'm on this business thing that I have. But it is showing me that, and I'm kind of getting a feel of who Mabel King is, and actually some of you people. So I'm just putting a little warning out there.
I know exactly who Mabel King is, and I'm about to expose her, motherfucker.
Windy City Pride. Windy City. That's all I'm going to say is Windy City.
Yeah, I know exactly who Mabel King is.
424, you're on the air.
Hey, hello, it's me again.
Hey, baby.
Hi, caller.
It's me again from earlier.
Hello.
I was just asking a simple question, and you guys took it the wrong way. I didn't understand why.
We was
Who took
shady.
It the wrong way, J-Rock?
We was being shady. What was the question again? Ask it again.
The question was, I just felt like, you know, if you haven't done anything recently, I don't know why bitches be giving out their biography and their chronology, and it's nothing recent. That's what I was saying.
Okay, when you say recent, don't be subliminal about it, because you called into the show, obviously. So when you say
right.
recent, who are you referring this question to so we can answer it properly? We can't answer it properly if we don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
Well, y'all went off into a whole other conversation about fake profiles and people calling in, and then y'all disconnected me. I don't know what's going on here. What kind of show is this? Is this like
It's the kind of show that don't like late-ass bitches with nothing else to do but call and aggravate motherfuckers on the show. That's the kind of show. And if you don't have nothing else to do with yourself tonight, I'll tell you what to do. Take your middle finger and stick it up your motherfucking ass so I can smell it. And if it still stinks like the way I think it do, go wash your ass, you dirty bitch.
I just want to say this, that this season, Jason is the nice guy. This season, Jason is the nice guy, and I love it.
But you know what the shade is? I'm just sitting here just listening to this. Why did you take off? And she's still right there, caller. Stay right there. You ain't muted. Why did you take off on her? She asked a simple question.
I'm gonna give him a pass. Okay?
I don't want it, bitch.
I'm gonna give
Run
him
off.
A pass.
Okay,
I'm give
Dickie,
you a pass.
Stop.
Okay, girl.
Okay, but stop, Dickie. You don't have to go off on her. It's not that type
I'm
of show. This is
pass.
Wednesday, not Tuesday.
I know she.
But
honey,
if she has a serious question,
hello?
I can address the question. Yeah, hold on. Let me talk. You're still there. I can answer her. Y'all don't have to go off. Y'all know that I do not like when y'all read the guests. Don't read them. Let me handle it. Don't read the guest. Even
wanna,
if you're being catty
so
enough.
Oh, I want to read her. Oh, I want to read
call,
her
you can...
so bad right now. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm going to be nice. I don't want her to take whatever anger she has against the Social Security Administration. I don't want her to take that out on me.
Whoever she talks to,
don't take. If your EBT card didn't work today, don't take that out on me.
Okay, caller, how are you?
I'm not your Section 8 advisor. Don't take that out
Wait
on me.
Caller, how are you
yes.
doing? How are you?
Fine.
What's
I'm
your
fine.
Name? Your name is
my
fine.
My name is Anastasia McGillicuddy.
Okay, well, how are you doing tonight, Miss? Okay, well, how
that was Lucy's name. I love Lucy.
Well,
that was Lucy's last name. That was her maiden name.
Well, Anastasia, I'm Jason. So I want to be the first to say I want to welcome you because you're a new caller. So I want to say thank you for calling in, first of all.
Jason, no, man.
You know what?
Answer your question,
you
Anastasia McGillicuddy. We answered if you listened and you're a listener, then you have to get into everything. The viewers
okay.
wanted to know what was our history as far as the ballroom scene and what are we doing with ourselves as of now, and we explained that. But you probably
mm-hmm.
wouldn't understand that if you hadn't listened
okay.
to it or you don't understand simple English.
Do anybody have any trophies with 2013 on it?
Yes, J-Rock Ebony, and I thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Let me clap.
Well, don't ask the question if you're not ready for the answer, so stop asking dumbass questions then.
Let me clap.
You came on this phone to be fierce, and now you're mad because people are giving it back to you? Girl, get out the fucking car.
You know what?
You should not be angry.
I don't know why he's taking all his anger out on me. Look, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, they all stay open 24 hours now. Why are you taking your anger out on me?
When the last time you've been pumped?
It don't feel like he's taking his anger now. Because, see, I tried to be nice.
You see what I'm saying?
Why are you taking it out on me?
And I see nice does not work.
You probably nothing but a common cross-dresser who don't have nothing else to do. You upset because your girlfriends are taking off in the league that you are behind. You can't afford to get pumped. You can't afford the hormones. And now you're coming on here trying to fuck with people.
Get yourself something. I'm not even a part of the ballroom community. I just happen to
tune in. Oh, well, that's even sadder then. That's even sadder because anything we're talking about more than likely at this point in time, you're probably not going to understand.
Wait a
minute. So
that's
about something that you probably could not
understand. I just happen to tune in and all y'all sound wash the fuck up.
Wait.
All y'all sound wash the fuck up.
You know what?
Hold on.
What you need to do is you need to call in here on Tuesday so that we can give you what you're looking for. Because tonight is not that night, and I will not allow this to happen on my CEO's show. That's what this is not about. You want to party and you want to dance with the girls, you call in next Tuesday for Trash Talk Tuesday. Now, you have a good night, Ms. Bevenhauser.
When is the girl party?
Oh my God, Johnny.
How stupid can you be to call in a show that you don't know nothing about? That's stupid.
I mean, then she said that she wasn't part of the ballroom community, but she wanted to know what we're doing in 2013, what trophies
so
is in
she would never. That means no matter what we say, she would never understand.
Exactly.
If I told that bitch I just won a trophy 3 hours ago, she couldn't verify. If I told her I won a trophy 3 hours ago, she couldn't even verify because she's not in the ballroom scene, you dumb bitch.
So she's a read within herself.
Yeah, Karen. So you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wind up changing the topic and going to a topic. Dickie, people are not liking your comments towards Femme Queens. You really need to stop. You're going to, you know, lose a lot of people. They do not like these comments. You said the same thing the other day about Femme Queens and calling them cross-dressers and stuff. We take that very offensively. So come on, let's watch that up.
Well, see,
you
that's
know,
the thing.
Be careful.
That is the thing. If I say – now, let me explain this so people won't take offense to what I say. When I say cross-dresser, that means somebody who gets up in them at nighttime to do a show or whatever may have you, and in the daytime they are a boy. When you are a femme queen and you moan or you live 24/7, that does not pertain to you. So if you take offense to it, that's your own personal issues. I am not speaking to you, nor am I talking to you when I say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there goes the clarification.
There it goes.
You know, I just don't think the girls are just ready. They want to answer questions, and then they don't like the answers they were given. I'm just sorry. Mr. Nice Guy is just gone.
I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere, J-Rock. I'm right here. What are you talking about?
I was
just
want to
say,
don't you give me that, Jason.
Tastes like Pepsi Cola. I am Jason Nice Guy Bridge. What are you talking about?
Let's wait till Tuesday.
My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
What's the name of the
asshole? I don't know. We'll get to it. Dick, you need to stop being so damn aggressive. Sit your ass down somewhere for a minute.
In the corner, more aggressive than I am. You know,
it's like I'm getting double trouble from you and J Rock. Y'all aggressive ass butch queens need to sit down for a minute.
Go in the corner.
I'm trying
Dickie.
To be calm. Go to the corner.
I am not a butch queen. I am a trans man.
Nobody's trans man, honey.
Yes, Dickie, come sit in the corner with me.
Half of y'all that's sitting here saying y'all don't see him or whatever because of his aggressiveness or whatever, I bet you guys are inboxing him.
That's what they always do, Jazz. They always they talk all this trash.
I know how they treat y'all. I know exactly how they treat y'all, honey. If he sat here and posted pictures of his 11-inch dick, y'all would all be loving. I love Dickie.
Hold on. Dickie got a what?
Hold up, Dickie, can you be in my inbox real quick?
I got you.
Didn't you hear that man say he's suffering from sex addiction? Leave him alone.
I mean, now that we brought up the topic, about femme queens, I do want to bring this up, but you know what? I ain't got no girls on the line to really address the issue, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Granny, you're back.
Yeah, I want to know how many cross dressers it takes to get $5,000 to Gap.
I quit.
You know I wasn't that gonna be. I'm just over here trying to do the math for how many cross dresses it takes to get $5,000. You can't get it to Gap. I need to go find my calculator.
Oh my God, I'm crying. I'm
Yeah, I missed $5,000.
Oh shit.
I mean, the only reason I think the girl said $5,000, because you remember last time Kelly got locked up, she said that it took $5,000 to get her out of jail. She just pulled it out her titty somewhere. Oh my God.
Oh no. I'm going to hurt you. Okay, it's only staying up for about 2 minutes. Y'all got 2 minutes to go see Dick's post. Y'all got 2 minutes. Hurry up.
Girl, hold on. My phone fucking up, bro. Give me 5 minutes.
I mean, since everybody wants to know what I'm giving, I'm saying it's no shame in my game. I've walked sex, Iron, you know what I'm saying? So it's no shame in what I do and what I'm working with. Mm. It is what it
hold
is.
On. Ooh, I need a full shot. How I know that's you?
You said what?
I need a full shot. How I know that's you? That could be anybody.
If you're the right person, if you had a set of titties, you'd know exactly who it was.
Ooh. For those of you that want to know, look, bitches are hitting me up. Can you add me to the group now? Can you add me to the group?
Hey, hold on. Dickie, baby. You said I got natural titties. I just want to know, can I suck on your toes and your dick at the same time?
Really? This is I need
you
to play
really
a commercial.
No shade, because it fall about down there.
Whew.
I can't add you to the group.
Whew, bitch, my foot's drowning right now.
How come it doesn't allow me to add you to the group?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, bullshit. Idiot.
I'm trying to add somebody to the group and it's not letting me. What is going on?
If they're not in your phone, your friends, but you ain't gonna be able to.
Oh,
man. She need cops and she ain't got no gag reflex.
I can't. I don't know, child. All right. Where's the picture? Y'all seen the picture, right? Okay, I'm about to go. You know they're going to try to report it. All right. See it. Oh, wait a minute. You took it down already?
Yeah, I did because I knew you was going to give that.
Okay, cool. Thank you. All right, enough of the funny stuff. Yeah, crazy. Well, there you go. Y'all wanted to know a little bit more about him. Well, tonight we are not really having a topic. We are just pretty much here getting to know each other and stuff. It is the season premiere. The reason why we're doing some of this stuff is because we have a whole new kind of audience that is listening. A lot of things that you guys don't see or are witness to is We have a lot of people overseas that are actually downloading the show and a part of the group and things of that sort. A lot of different voices, a lot of different characters, a lot of different people that are hitting us up, and they're just loving it. You know, that's what it's all about. So I'm just trying to get everybody a, give everybody a feel of who everybody is and stuff like that. But tonight we really are supposed to be talking about serious stuff. But, honey, it's a lot of stuff that's going on that nobody really wants to be serious every day. You know, it's been a hectic week, especially for me personally, and with the shows and stuff like that. So I'm just want to have a little fun tonight. But I do want to still address some of the issues like we were talking about with drugs and stuff. I do want to change the topic up a little bit right now. Since we were talking about femme queens, I wish we do have more female figures that are a part of the show, and you guys are welcome to listen to the show and tune in as well as be on the panelists. Because one thing I do want to bring up is a topic that Laomi put out there a few weeks ago when she talked about femme queens out there that kind of make it bad for other femme queens. And pretty much, I don't remember it, I don't have it in front of me, but it pretty much goes in the lines of, and it's the same thing with gay guys and stuff, but I want to talk about femme queens, so let's not switch it over to the, you know, gay guys. But why is it that when, and you guys probably can't answer it, but why is it that when a guy finds out that you're, you know, you are a femme queen, quote unquote transgender or anything of that sort, they automatically feel that either A, you're an escort, B, you should automatically suck their dick, C, you're some type of, I guess some type of, I don't know, but, you know, circus clown or something like that, and they just can't take you serious. So they automatically assume that, you know, because, quote, unquote, this is what transgenders give, that this is how you should be treated. How do people feel about that? I ask any female figures out there that face it. If you are one, call in. If you are a girl who has experienced that, that, you know, I just can't really get with anybody because they automatically look at me that way, you know, call in and express yourself. But why is it that, you know, automatically they feel that either you're a fucking whore or you're just like so, you know, a bottom feeding, you know, abomination or something like that. And when she made that post, when Laomi made that post, I really took, you know, I understood exactly what she was talking about because I've witnessed it, you know, myself when it came to different things years ago. That's why I became who I am. And I just keep it at my, you know, my past, you know, as it is my past. I know what I am now. But the bottom line is, you know, what do you guys feel about that? Do you guys all look at transgenders as escorts, or do you guys feel that way about them? I mean, I'm going to start from the top and work my way down. Dickie, I know you said you like femme queens and things of that sort, but do you look at all transgenders as escorts and not really abominations, but how do you look at female figures? I mean, transgenders.
Well, I mean, dealing with the ones that I've come in contact with that I've had, you know, a sexual escapade with, or with the ones that, you know, I've talked to on a personal basis or whatever the case it is. And for those of you who know me out there, whatever, you know that some of my best friends are femme queens. My thing is this. Everybody has a life, a path in life to take. Regardless of how you choose to make that path hard or easier for yourself, it's really up to you. A lot of girls do choose the easier route out by escorting or whatever the case it is, but just know that if you're confident in yourself, you know what I'm saying, you can go to school and make something better of yourself. But I also know a lot of girls who actually do work a 9-to-5. It's no shade. They work a 9-to-5. They don't do that kind of work. But I'm going to give girls a tip. For anybody who's out there who's transitioning, I'm a butch queen, you know what I'm saying? And for anybody out there who's transitioning and don't know no better and you listen to a lot of other femme queens who have done it already, they've made a lot of mistakes, let me give you a little secret. You were born a man. The proper thing to do is as a man transitioning into a woman is to take away and not add. You're already bulky. So for you to put things into your face and all that kind of stuff, for me personally, I think is wrong. You're supposed to take things away to make it more feminine. Women are naturally more smaller and more daintier than a man. But when you put shit on, adding on, you're only making yourself bigger. It seems real and nice looking to the ballroom scene, but it does become a little circus out in the public.
Hey, Calvin.
Well, I will say, about 5 months ago, if you would ask me about a femme queen, as long as I've been in the ballroom community, I just didn't use them. I had no respect for them, and only because of the things that I've seen and the things that I've heard. Like you said, a lot of them come off as whores or escorts. One of my closest friends now, you may see her in the room often, her name is Yazzie Von D. We talked, and I asked her questions, and we had serious talks, and I have such a greater respect for them now. You know, I could never understand what it takes to go through this. Like, every now and then I put on my makeup, I may put on a wig, which I may even put on a dress or two if I feel like it, but I don't think I'm strong enough to ever go through what a real femme queen goes through. But I think femme queens go through the same amount of stress and pressure as a regular feminine gay guy goes through. Because I know when I tell a bunch of straight guys that I'm gay, it either comes out as, "Yo, you fucking faggot," or "Come suck my dick." And, you know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier. People automatically think just because you're gay, that means you got to get on your knees and you got to suck somebody's dick. Or people mean think just because you're gay, you like every dude out there and every dude out there. Or people think just because you're gay, you're going to come on to every dude. And that's where it's a misconception. But like I said, I have a great respect for femme queens now, and I wouldn't see it no other way.
That's it. Maybe it's the kind of guys they go after. Maybe if they went after a guy of a higher caliber that was less small-minded, they wouldn't run into these kind of topics.
Jason, what is your feel of a femme queen?
I look at femme queens the same way I look at regular women. You have women, you have ladies, and then you have girls. I will respect. Even when they disrespect me with the name calling and stuff like that, I'm still going to respect them to a degree because I'm still looking at them like they are female. So I'm not going to go but so far with it and become too disrespectful. People will only do to you what you allow them to do. So if you don't carry yourself like a woman, then I'm not going to treat you like a woman. I'm going to treat you just like I would treat one of the dudes that I hang with. If you're going to act like a woman, then I'm going to open the door for you, and then I'm going to address you in a certain manner that women are used to being accustomed. Now, the way that they are treated, by no means, I don't even think women should be disrespected when they're walking on the street. So know that they shouldn't be disrespected. So no, a femme queen shouldn't be disrespected. But if you're going to put yourself out there, then respect what's going to come your way because of the way you put yourself out there. Just like if a girl leaves out her house with poom poom shorts on and a bra showing, and niggas say, "Come here, bitch," and stuff like that, she might be the most educated woman walk on the planet. But because of the way she's dressed, they don't see that.
Well, I know you have a lot of respect for female figures, Jason, because I've witnessed how protective you are of them. J-Rock, your opinion on transgenders and stuff?
Y'all already know that I look at everybody as a person. I look at you from the inside out. I really don't see, like, I feel like history is what makes people stereotype certain, you know, sexes and all this stuff. But what gets me about a lot of femme queens is they feel that
they're the only ones that go through that. But real women go through the same thing. Men are just disrespectful these days, period. I mean, I've seen this every day. In high school right now, it's some shit that goes down that I never – boys would not say this to girls in high school, like, bitch, suck my dick and all that. These kids say this to seniors in high school, and the girl be like, oh, girl, he playing. If you would have told a girl to suck your dick in my day, all their brothers would have come and try to cut your dick off. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is they're disrespecting women just as much as they're disrespecting you, and I feel like this. Look at the kind of men y'all go for anyway. Y'all go for the men that are disrespectful like that. I've said that before, too. Y'all may not think y'all are, but kind of analyze the people that y'all are, that y'all think are hot. Y'all want the bad boys. Y'all want the thugs. Y'all want the people that, you know, fuck you, bitch, you know. Ooh, yeah, ooh, girl, yeah, all that. But when somebody say, hey, when somebody say, hey, how you doing? Oh, look, you're a woman. I'm a woman because I'm expecting you. Okay, well, then go get your ass beat and suck that dick then. That's the way I look at it. So my thing is, if you look at who you're going for and carry yourself in a certain way, because there are certain film queens that I would probably beat somebody if I taught them disrespecting that certain film queen, because I don't look at them as a film queen. I really look at them as a woman. When you walk, look at, if you, when you hang around them every day and they give off just that woman. There's some film queens that look like film queens in the ballroom. Them, you get with them by themselves or just in their house and they're just talking. You can't even imagine them as a boy. But that's how I feel about it. It's about how you carry yourself, who you look at, I mean, who you are trying to go for, and what is your taste.
Okay. Caller 323-208, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Ariel. I post in the book, I mean, in the group every here and there or whatever, and I am a femme queen. One of the things in the beginning of this topic, you talked about adding to your body or to yourself in order to accomplish, you know, where you want to be as far as your transgender experience or whatever. I believe that you do have to add to your body. That's a must. You have to. Some stuff cannot, some things cannot be taken away, you know. That's just a must. That's part of being a femme queen. You know, I have found that certain girls, because I'm older, I have found that certain younger girls, they feel in their 20s, in their teens, that prostitution is the way to go. And I am going in my late 30s, going into my 40s, and never had to go down that road, thank God. You know, but I'm one in a million, but I don't knock them, whoever does it, for what they do, you know. But I am a femme queen. I'm one of the few, if there is any others on here, you know, that is here to speak up for them, you know. I don't get disrespected at all. When I say at all, I don't, I'm wash face, long hair, present myself, carry myself as thus, take care of my business, go to work as a woman, driver's license, everything is female, you know. More females need to, more female figures need to step up to the plate and be examples more so than tearing someone down, you know. But, hey, that's, you know, that's queens for you, you know. We fight against each other and try to pull each other down for whatever reason. Me, myself, I find it's better to have a group of butch queen friends than to have a group of femme queen friends. And it's always worked for me.
And why is that to you?
It's just like I'm very much not a competition girl. I'm not, you know, I mean, if he goes for me and you jump in the picture and you take him, have him, go for it, you know. I'm not for the fight over no man, period. You know, it's always been issues with girls. And my girlfriends first say that I'm from the West Coast. So my girlfriends first say that's out here. You know, it's always an issue with their man because I am the quiet one. I am the one who take care of my business, do my shit, do what I have to do, you know. And they have a tendency, their men are always drawn to me because I'm quiet or whatever, but I'm not, that's not my get down. You know, men's going to be men and queens going to be queens as well. You know, that's just what it is. And, you know, it's a give and take.
Ariel, well, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of femme queens say they don't fuck with butch queens. Can I ask you why that is?
Okay. Well, I just went through this situation. Growing up, I didn't fuck with. I would not. You can pay me to date a butch queen. And the reason why was because of I'm a girl and they're trying to be a girl and their sensitivity comes out or whatever, all that buzzy. But as you get older, you look at life in a totally different way. Now that I'm 30, I see butch queens now and I say, oh my God, he's gorgeous. You know, I have sons. One of my sons is Ivani Garçon. He's a Garçon. You know, these are Corday. You know, Nadia Milan is my only transgender daughter. That's my only and the apple of my eye. But you know, as far as trade, the difference between trade and butch queen, there's really no difference because they both do the same thing. You know, at the end of the day. So.
Okay, caller. Well, thank you so much, Ariel. I really appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Granny, you're back.
Now, wait a minute. Granny kind of confused. You know, I found this show because I was trying to learn about my son. You know, my son thinks he's a woman. But my son, you know, he got children. So I got grandbabies, you know, and he got the grandbabies all kind of confused. I mean, what do I tell the children?
Good topic, Granny. That's a good topic.
Yeah, he'd have been in the military and played sports and all that and ran around with the women. Now he want to tell me he a woman or whatever. And that now the children are all kind of confused and stuff. You know, I'm trying to learn. What the hell I'm going to do with that?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you personally, but I can say my sister just dealt with the same thing. My sister was married for 17 years. You know, she gave me two nephews and a beautiful niece. My one nephew is getting old enough to the point to understand what gay, straight, and transgendered is. And we finally had to sit down and talk with him.
He's a woman with the woman clothes on and stuff. And now he's talking about he's going to get some titties and stuff. And they got some boys all kind of confused and they embarrassed and stuff.
Granny,
I don't know what to say.
Granny trying to learn. You know, my son came up in here one day talking about he a woman. I ain't gave no birth to no woman. He had a pain when he came up out of my coochie. And then he went out and he was being with all them women and stuff. He made babies. So how the hell are you a woman now?
Maybe he's been fighting with something for years, and this is finally he came up with it.
My baby ain't never put on no dresses or played with dolls or nothing. He was playing football and stuff.
Maybe he didn't do it while you were around.
I don't believe that because I ain't never told him that was wrong or nothing was wrong with that. You know what, had you? He could have shared that with me or what had you. Because, you know, we got he ain't the first one. And, you know, we got some of them other peoples in my family or what had you. So
Have you ever sat down and told him that it was okay? Because I know a lot of family members.
No, goddamn hell. My brother was gay and shit. And so them people was always around, even them men, even them cross dressers and stuff. But he didn't seem to have no interest in that.
Was there ever any signs, Granny? Did you ever come in and your Louboutins looked a little bit ran over?
No, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know how the hell. thought you a woman now.
Well, maybe the military.
So during Halloween, when Halloween came around, you know, what did he want to dress up as for each Halloween?
He thought he wanted to be the super comic heroes and all that shit, you know, Batman, Superman. He didn't want to be Catwoman or Wonder Woman or none of that.
But he did want to be in tights, right?
Yeah, I guess so, because you felt right about that, Jazz, because we all know them comic heroes ain't nothing but homo.
Granny, I have a question. What do you think about that that Navy SEAL that got out the United States Navy and then turned into a woman?
Hey, right, you know, right, that it kind of reminded me of my son, but my son, he's way older than that. You know, I'm glad he ain't had no children or nothing, but that's kind of the same. But he a youngster. He in it. He's about 21, ain't he?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think so about that. Maybe the Army
changed him. The Navy SEAL was
21?
No, that Navy SEAL wasn't 21. He was like in his
30s.
Oh. I thought you were talking about that other man who was telling the NSA secrets of what had you, Chelsea. What that man named that had on that old blonde plastic wig. What's his name? His drag name is Chelsea. I forgot his man name.
I'm talking about that Navy SEAL that was an actual SEAL and went to war, went to combat, went to everything, and then when he got out the United States Navy, he wanted to be a woman.
Well, no, I'm talking about that little scrawny white boy with the glasses or what have you that told the American secrets that hell. And he said he a woman and his name Chelsea.
Oh, no, that's a fool. No, that's the fool. I'm talking about a man that's been in the war and everything, never showed any signs of femininity or anything.
What? That sounds like my son, and he got children and everything, you know, and I know it's hard on them.
I've heard you calling the Naima's Unexplained Show. What if the Army putting something in the baby's food and stuff that's making them think this way?
He had them children, even. I don't know if he had them while he was in the Army or when he got out or what have you. But shit, he was fucking women before he went in the service.
Exactly.
I was too.
I don't know what went wrong down the line. I don't mean to say wrong, but how the hell you decide 40 years later you a woman and you got children and stuff?
Did you guys ever see a movie called Transamerica?
Yes, I have.
That movie is very interesting.
Well, I ain't seen that. What they got people up in there like my son, because Granny trying to learn.
Yep.
Well, she's an older woman, and she decided at an older age to have a sex change, and winds up, you know. I'm not going to tell you the whole story itself, but it's just very interesting, you know, and the person that's affiliated with her in the movie, you know, it's very interesting. You got to watch it. It's very deep, all jokes aside. It's very fun. It's funny, but it's serious. It's interesting. It's called Transamerica. We have another caller. I think I know who it is. 202-560. Granny, you can stay right there, or if you want me to mute you, I will. 202-560, you're on the air.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Oh, Ronnie, I didn't know that was you. I still don't be knowing your number, child. Hi, Ronnie.
What's going on? I'm not coming on anything. I was just listening to everything. I just wanted to officially welcome Calvin and Dick to the family.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you, Rodney.
Say it again.
I said thank you, Rodney.
Oh, no problem, no problem. And say what's up to Granny.
Hey, big sexy baby. I had to mute myself because I was over here hitting my pipe. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. At work, just listening to the show. Just wanted to call in and listen, say what's up to everybody. And Jason and J-Rock, what's up?
Hey, Rodney. Granny, you're not going to disrespect me while Rodney's going to
be back on hold, Jazz.
Rodney,
at the
hold, Rodney. You know, grin and nudge you or whatever, but you know, I don't want you to be making no children and then be talking about you a woman or whatever. Hey.
Rodney, this is Dick Johnson. At the Auger Bar, find me, whatever drinks on me.
No problem. I definitely will find you.
Hey, Rodney.
Oh, my God. Drinks on you.
Hold on. Rodney.
Yeah, what's up?
This is J-Rock. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
No, I know. I need to know how you really doing because, you know, them Giants not.
You know what?
This is not NFL talk today.
On Monday, I was going to do a moment of silence when the show first started, you know, to pray for my team and, you know what I'm saying, but we're gonna see the light before the season is out, so we can just pray for us.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about them Patriots. How about them Patriots? How they doing?
They just okay.
No, they doing it out.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Justin, definitely.
Are they talking about basketball?
It's too much testosterone
talk about
going on in
basketball.
I have a question, Jasmine. Since we're on the topic of film queens and everything, there was a post maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago that was talking about a Fem Queen MMA boxer. It's not a Fem Queen no more. He's had all the surgery. But he's still able to fight females.
Now, that's now, I don't know about that. I don't like that.
Yeah, I've seen that. I said tall and granny kickboxer. And he was a champion or what have you, but now he a woman.
Right. He's still a champion now.
That goes to
you don't believe
later, baby. Yes, he was. Y'all check him out. But he a woman now.
Yeah, if you don't believe that he should be able to fight, if you don't believe that he should be able to fight other women, then that means that you are still calling him a man, correct?
That is true, but at the same time, moans can soften a lot of things. But it can't soften all the muscles and shit.
You know what?
When
I'm at a man's level,
like
no
I can't
really agree with you on that.
Oh, wait. Don't you got that? One of them trainers that's one of them wrestlers or whatever. I forget her name. She a mixed child or what have you. And hell, she be kicking ass or whatever. And she got muscles and things, but she still look like a woman.
But wrestling is fake, Granny. MMA is that real in your face shit.
What'd you say?
But I got a cousin. I have a cousin that's a female, and I haven't seen her fight three or four dudes, and they cannot whoop her ass. And I mean, they go for it. So, you know, I think it's all in what you got to offer when it comes to the ring, period.
Well, God bless them women, because this honey, this baby, because this baby is undefeated, so, and I think she will remain undefeated. Until you get some muscly-bound, big, real bitch.
No, she's going to remain undefeated till you go get Keisha out the project and put her in that ring with her with that Vaseline. Bitch,
yep,
I bet you won't be undefeated then. And one thing I want to say while I'm really, 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 really loving the love that I'm getting right now from everybody with the friends requests and the inboxes or whatever. I really appreciate that, y'all.
Hey, don't let that fool you, though, because they did me the same way. Then they read the fucking
hey, yeah, tricky dick, and you got them people just inboxing you because you posted your team pictures. Come on now, hey.
Well, I'm about to post my titties on there and see if I get any friend requests.
Jasmine, can I post my titties in the room?
He got 2 minutes.
I'm just fucking with you. I don't know why that was so funny. Can I post my titties in the room?
Rodney, are you still? Rodney, he probably is on the other end. Rodney, when you come back, I got a message from you from Kelly. Jason, you're back.
Okay.
Um, Okay. What was some other stuff that I wanted to address? Sweetie, I can't add you to the room. There's nothing I can do. Let me see if I send you a link. Will it allow you to put a request in? I'm going to send you the link and see if you can send a request. See if it'll allow you to do it that way, child.
Now, Jasmine, can I ask you a personal question, baby?
If it's personal, I don't think I'll answer it. What's up?
Not personal, personal, but it's personal enough. How old are you, baby?
Sweetie, you don't do that. Thank you,
a woman never tells her age.
Thank you. There you go. You see the two boys, the two men on the line, they clarified it for me.
I mean, because I was looking at that, what is that, that Ricky Lake clip, and that was years ago. You still look as flawless as you did then now, but I want to know your secret, bitch. I want to know your secret.
Noxzema and cocoa butter.
Yes, God, sis, let me write that down.
You tried to fuck your ass up.
Right.
And what happened when you tried it? What did it do? Not that I'm talking to the boy that's trying to get in the room. What did it say? Okay, there you go. Now I can add you. Welcome to the room, everybody. Welcome somebody new to the room. I'm not going to say who it is.
What's his name? Welcome.
Somebody
new.
Was fiending to get in the room, honey. He was fiending to get in the room.
Yeah, well, ain't no specific
you
ball now.
You're in.
Welcome, new person. How you doing?
You're welcome, darling. Rodney, before I forget, because I forget, what else I wanted to talk about? There was a couple of things. Jason, you have anything you want to talk about?
No. We kind of sort of talked about it. Yeah, we talked about it.
We talked about drugs tonight, for everyone who gets, anybody that gets lost. We did talk about the effects of drugs and crystal meth. We also talked a little bit about transgender issues and stuff, which I do want to harbor on, you know, within the future. Some of the other things I do want to address as far as the community goes is definitely HIV awareness. We do have some organizations that will be a part of our show in the near future that will be spreading the message, spreading the awareness, and things of that sort. Some of the things I do want to talk about, especially topics that deal with the youth. That's something that's really important to me because I always believe that we have to start there. I don't want to harbor on, you know, a whole bunch of things when it comes to, like, fake profiles and the reads and stuff. That's why we have three nights a week, you know. Save that for some of the other nights. I do want Wednesday nights to be a little bit on the respectful side, but we can still learn to have a little bit of fun and stuff. I also wish that this community and these people would stop being so fucking serious about everything that's happening. It's really not that way. Just like Rodney right now is at work and he's tuning into the show, it's probably helping the time go by quicker for him at work. And other people that are out there, like that download the show during the day and, you know, they use it as they're going to work or, you know, going to school. It's just something to kill time. Everything doesn't have to be so serious. People want to laugh and stuff. People want to just kind of relax and enjoy. So let's keep that in mind when it comes to some of this stuff. And everybody stop being so aggressive towards each other. And can we just try to enjoy change a little bit? You know, change. Life changes. Things change all the time. Welcome new people to the show. Be a part of the show. No one's limiting anyone from being a part of the show. No one's stopping you or anything like that. The only thing I ask is for people to be, you know, very respectful when it comes to it. You know, I'm a very, very nice person. I do have a bitchy side to myself sometimes. But overall, I am very nice. And, you know, even though people label me as the devil and things of that sort, which we're not going to go into all the time or again, but if you really get to know me, you'll see that I'm a very nice person. And I give everybody a chance. I believe in that. So, you know, just have fun. There's so many things that we're dealing with every day. Can somebody give me an update? You know, and that's another thing we do on the show, because I work. I work like 12 hours. So at this time, it's like, you know, I'm either watching my TV shows or trying to catch up on everything, because when I work, I work. I'm very serious about work, so I really don't know what's going on. But what is up with the government shutdown? Is it over with? Did it come back up? Or is what's going
on?
Is that the
three.
Same thing?
We're on day three.
The same thing.
From what I hear, Obama's supposed to be holding out until he gets what he wants.
Obama's holding.
All I know is for the past 2 days, I have not been able to get any work done because the civilian government employees have said, fuck all y'all, we're not coming to work till we get paid. So it's making my job very difficult. But this is something I have to ask. If there are any employees in the public health department, like for these different programs, how is this affecting you guys? Because I know a lot of people that are working for, you know, like Reach LA and, you know, D-Up and stuff like that. I mean, how did this affect you with, you know, testing and HIV and all this kind of stuff with these public programs?
Well, I mean, from what I heard, it really doesn't affect nobody but the federal government and, you know, big parks like the D.C. Zoo, you know, the Grand Canyon, different memorials and things like that. It really hasn't trickled down to the state and city
government.
I
think it has. Because from what I was told, that's why I was trying to get the there's some people that was working for a certain health department in the South, and they can't get paid because they don't have the funding to pay them yet because of the new fiscal. I mean, the new year, when it came October 1st came through, they're not paying them. So that's why I was like, what the hell?
They did put a post up, and this was on CNN, that there were some government agencies and programs that were not going to be getting paid. You still have to come to work and attend work or whatever, but you weren't going to be getting paid.
The fuck
up, we have a caller that might be giving us a breakdown because they just pressed 1. Jason, you're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm very much enjoying the new format, and good luck. I very much like listening to your show while I'm just winding down during the end of the day. Let's talk about the government shutdown. So this stems from the bill itself. The Affordable Care Act was signed into law by our president on March 23rd, 2010. 2 years later, the Republican-controlled House and their members of the Senate had decided to bring it to the Supreme Court, if you all remember, to check and see if there was any constitutional issues with the bill becoming law. The Supreme Court came forward and said that that's complete horseshit and that the bill stands legally. So Obama, in passing this law, made many concessions in order to get the Republicans to back off. Argue and say that now that the law will take effect on October 1st, many small businesses are going to have to let employees go. That's a complete lie. The portion of the Affordable Care Act that kicks in that has anything to do with small businesses having to retain a certain amount of employees in order to provide insurance, that doesn't take effect until 2015. So what are we really seeing? What we're seeing is a Republican continuously come up and set their checks and balances that says, no way, this is the law and this is how it's going to be. So what the Republicans have decided in a last-ditch effort is to refuse to do anything. Basically, they spent the 5 years that they've been in Congress since Obama was elected and then reelected doing nothing. Now they're doing nothing to our faces. That's this issue broken down right in front of us. It hasn't affected many federal agencies, but it's predicted in the next 2 weeks, if this continues, that we will see all the things that we see people make fun of, that your EBT cards won't have any money, that Social Security checks will stop running, that our military will stop being paid. So it's kind of a really scary time, if you think about it, to know that some things that we depend on and that we've earned as Americans this group of white angry men can take it completely away from us. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for your complete breakdown of it, and that just gave me a complete up-to-date rundown on it. I heard bits and pieces of it, and I didn't know, so, you know, exactly what you were saying, but you just put it all together for me. Wow. I don't know. Well, what do you guys feel about that? You know,
well,
I think it's...
Shit. That's what they need to be doing in a goddamn ways. They need to be taking, not paying the soldiers and taking all the goddamn money from the military. And that was some of everything. Instead of going to war all the goddamn time in these goddamn countries and stealing their goddamn money. Don't you know it's all a plan to make you motherfuckers poor, even more poor than you are?
Granny's speaking truth, though. She's speaking truth.
Yeah, but my opinion on it is I mean, people take it as a joke, and people are not looking at the logistics of it like
this. They just taking it as a joke, but it ain't no joke. It's just making the gap bigger between the rich and the poor. And the middle class don't even realize they poor yet. But your ass is poor. You going to be in the same boat as some people who collect WIC and all that shit. You people who thought your jobs was guaranteed, like them government jobs, they showing your fucking asses now.
Yes.
So here we go with J-Rock, who is a military personnel, on the line. J-Rock, what is really your opinion, on a serious note, what is your opinion on this whole thing? The way Jason just broke this down and what you have been experiencing, and I'm sure around the office, and all the rest of that stuff, you are feeling it. What do you feel about this whole thing?
Well, baby, let me tell you something. The girls is on eggshells. No shame. Everybody. Because you don't know what's going on. You know, you're going to work every day. But I'm just like this, and I've been like this my whole life, and y'all may think I'm just crazy or whatever. I've never really depended on the military. This is something that I decided to do. But, baby, at the end of the day and the beginning of the next, I'm going to be all right. I'll be okay.
Jason.
I'm not really worried about it. If they shut it down and just don't pay, I'm still going to serve my country, but I'm going to make my money. Trust me.
Jason, let me say first, to begin by saying thank you for your service, and we greatly appreciate the effort that you put into serving this country. And you represent very well a lot of people in the military that kind of have to get a second job in order to continue to support themselves and be okay, considering a lot of the red tape that surrounds that particular branch of our government. But the sad thing is that this is class warfare right in front of our faces. This is an opportunity for us as voters to remember the party that completely forgot us. There's too many poor women, elderly, people of color on public support here in the country that are going to be completely disenfranchised and cut off from the system, because that's the Republican agenda. So it's so wild to see that, you know, it's 2013. Don't we have other shit to take care of? That here we are trying to justify why we need help in the positions we're in. I find it incredibly difficult. We should take care of.
Honey, your phone is breaking up. I didn't hear all what you said. Let me tell you something.
Sorry, girl.
All them peoples is the same. They're all the same. It's just a show and game for your ass. It ain't called One World Order or New World Order nothing. This is the motherfucking transition into that. And they do all this shit or whatever, Republican and Democrat and or what have you, just to pit your ass against each other. Why, they still gonna do what the fuck they wanna do until we all unite.
I'm very glad your medication has you so incredibly aggressive, but let's not try comparing the Obama administration to the foolishness that happens now. The Obama administration is our ally.
That ain't never showing things. That ain't never showing things, and I don't give a damn who the president is or what color he is. He's just a goddamn puppet and an actor. He holds no real power. Go do your research.
Old-ass
I have a comment. This is not the first time the government shut down. It happened back in 2009. Does anybody remember how it affected us back then?
And it also
Jasmine, the government, but in 2011. In 2011, they had threatened to shut down, too, because I remember the bank had to give us our – they told us, Navy Federal was like, we're still going to pay you, even if it gets shut down, and we ended up getting our paycheck, but then they didn't do it. So, and I know in 2009 –
it's an ongoing process. Do you not hear, Granny? It's not just this administration. Do you not know what one world order is, controls the currency, controls the world. They don't give a fuck who your laws is. And honey, don't no government control the currency. The Federal Reserve does. And it ain't even owned by the people or the government.
Hey, Granny, can you lower your voice like one octave, please?
I'm sorry, my blood pressure getting a little high. Let me go make another drink and let y'all do what y'all do. God damn it. This shit is real out here.
Abuela, I can hear you. It's my mic that's broken, but my headphones work crystal. So I heard your point. And what's interesting is, okay, we can talk about the conspiracy of the New World Order, but what I was saying to you...
Fuck a goddamn conspiracy. Y'all kill me with that shit.
Wait a minute, one at a time. Let him prove his point. Because if you're going to debate with a person, then you also have to be able to give a rebuttal.
Thank you. So I'm sorry that I'm having technical issues, but what I was saying before is you're correct in assuming that government is the problem, because the way that we manage things is certainly fucking bass-ackwards as a country. But when you paint that same brush and compare the Democrats to the Republicans,
I'm
sorry, can you not hear me?
Hold on, y'all.
Everybody, hold on. Jason is calling from the internet. He's actually not calling from a phone.
Yeah.
Sometimes we be on the internet and it just jumps or freezes or something. That's what we're hearing. We're hearing his actual internet signal kind of go in and out. So just kind of bear with him. But go ahead, Jason.
Okay, so you had said before, Jasmine, the government almost closed in 2011. You're correct. But that wasn't the government. That was the same Republicans threatening when we had taken the Affordable Care Act to the Supreme Court, that if the Supreme Court didn't come back with a negative vote, they would shut down the government. So let's remember that President Obama has done more for us as an LGBTQ community than every president. But let's not paint them all in the same brush. I find that to be a real injustice to the good things that have happened in 5 years. Does anybody agree with me?
Now, I do agree with you.
I agree with you 100%. I understand exactly, you know, Naima and Granny and, you know, a lot of stuff that they're saying. I always, you know, listen and I always, you know, bring a lot of, you know, learn a lot from it as well. But I also, you know, try not to ponder on so much of the negative. It's like take advantage of some of the positive that's coming out. Just even if it's a little bit, it's a little bit more than what we used to have. So that's kind of how I look at it, but I do agree with you on it. Really quickly, though, we have 5 minutes left into the show before it goes into record mode. So if you're listening from the computer or so, you may have to call in. Jason, you're welcome to stay on the line. I don't know how it works on your end or from people that's listening on the computer, but it might go into record mode and disconnect you. You guys, call in 347-215-6820. And for those people that are still on the line with us, if it gets disconnected, we won't be able to get you back on the air. For those of you who do lose the signal, we will be back next Monday, well, this upcoming Monday, for the weekend recap, as well as Tuesday and Wednesday for more episodes of our shows. But go ahead, Jason. And, well, let me bring on a caller really quickly. 240-581, you're on the air.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Naima.
Oh,
Naima.
Hi, Naima.
Naima, I swear for God, I was just here to say, is Naima listening? Because I am interested to know what she has to say. Like, seriously. And then you
I knew
in.
She was going to come on. I knew she was coming.
Well, I'm not going to be long because, you know, I don't want nobody to be like I'm dragging it out. So I'll just say this one thing and then y'all can put me back on hold.
We're not putting you on hold, honey. You're staying for our TV show topic in a second. Go ahead.
The one thing that I want to say is a lot of people who don't realize it, and I didn't realize it, but now I do realize it, is that we as a people own the government. And this is what I mean when I say we own the government. Now, you see how the government is on pet mode. They get very, well, bitch, we're shutting down because we're not getting our way, blah, 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 okay? But yet and still, those people are still getting paid. You know, some of those, even the military, even, you know, some of the executives and whoever those hoes is that's out there that's supposed to be making the decisions are getting paid, as well as the president. But you have to ask yourself, well, how are they getting paid? Well, they're getting paid off of the slaves who they keep in bondage. And the slaves are us. Everybody in America, they're getting paid off of. Probably, and other people in other countries, but we're not talking about those girls. We're talking about just us in America. They're getting paid from everybody who works. Any of y'all who work a legit job, no matter if it's scrubbing a toilet to running a Fortune 500 company, your taxes is what pays them. It's recycled. So you have to ask yourself, they could be on pet mode and they could just like be like, all right, well, we're shutting down and that's just what it is, and American people just have to accept it. Well, in actuality, we don't have to accept it. We accept it because we're so docile that we just pay it. But we sit around and we complain. So what's the solution to the complaining? The solution to the complaining that will actually make the government crumble is for everybody to not go to work and be like, well, bitch, fuck y'all. Y'all want to pay it on us? And still get paid and tell us that y'all shut shit down.
What the hell are you taking
we not going
to hear that.
She's right. You're right, by the way, Naima. That's a very smart point.
Okay, well, can I finish what I'm saying? This is why I didn't want to come on here, because, see, I knew the girls was going to try it.
I said you were right, but go ahead, of course.
I know you said I was right, but I wanted to finish. It's nothing to you, Jason.
Okay,
but I wanted to finish my thought.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, so for the government for everybody to sit around and be on and complain, oh, I'm not getting my stamps, oh, I'm not getting my check, or I didn't get all my money, or, you know, I can't go to work because this, and any other. Okay, everybody's sitting around complaining because they're not getting paid. But they're not recognizing the psychological fucking and raping that these men or that sit up on top of this hill is doing to everybody. All people got to do is come together as a collective mind and be like, bitch, I'm not going to work. I'm done. Bitch, fuck that, okay? This is what I want. These are our rights, whatever like that. We are a people like, bitch, we don't have to go to work. And when we don't go to work and don't pay no motherfucking taxes, okay, because our labor goes into that, then they won't get paid. Then those bitches will be gagging.
Now, I understand exactly what you're saying, Naima, on that. But on the same token, let's be realistic. I don't go to work. I don't get paid. My rent, my mortgage doesn't get paid. When
That's
I decide
right.
that the picketing is over with and I want to go back to work, my boss has already put somebody else in my slot and I don't have a job to go back to. Then what?
Now, see, that's how the majority of people think. That's why you got the and you got the police out here or whatever patrolling their own families just because of paychecks.
And it wasn't that.
Just because
It wasn't that I did not wholeheartedly agree with everything that Naima said. I mean, down to the letter. I'm asking her, what do those people do? How do you prepare yourself for the case as if your boss says you don't have a job any longer? You quit. You didn't show up when you were scheduled. How do you prepare yourself for that? So if you're gonna tell us how we should do it, give us a full plan.
What I'm saying is if y'all coming together collectively,
yeah.
I mean, even the boss, you, the boss, every fucking body, until everybody gets what they want. You see what I'm saying? You shouldn't be worried about who's going to replace you. The supervisor will have his business closed down. If everybody's on one accord, if everybody's like, bitch, let's band together and let's not work, let's not do this, or what have you like that, you know, so these motherfuckers won't get paid so they can hear our voices. That wouldn't be an issue about, oh, well, now when you come back or whatever like that, you know, you who's going to have a job? Because you're going to be standing beside your supervisor, you're going to be probably standing beside your landlord, every fucking body, because everybody is oppressed except for them.
Let me say something about this
because I don't want to, you know, keep it going all, you know, and, you know, where people are taking it personal or anything like that. I understand 100% what you're saying, Naima, and I do agree that, you know, maybe people, you know, if we all stood up and we did, you know, do something, that's the only way we can be heard. We've been going through that for years. I mean, it goes back to high school days when, I don't know if people remember, but, you know, when certain people, like all the seniors and stuff, you know, would have a walkout. Everybody would get together at a certain time and walk, you know, walk out of class and walk out of the building because they didn't agree with something that took place in school. And then you deal with the repercussions later. But we're in a day and age right now where everything costs money, everything. And the economy still isn't 100% where it needs to be. And we all have bills. And a lot of people are just barely making their bills, if they're making their bills each month on time. What Dick said was 100% right. It's just kind of hard because, again, people are afraid of change, like I said earlier. It's really kind of hard to get a group of people together. Imagine if you're working for a company, depending on the company of itself. If it's a small business, you probably can get it to work. But if it's a large business run by a major corporation, let's say like Best Buy, if you work at Best Buy or UPS or something, 9 out of 10, you're not going to be able to get everyone, supervisors, managers, you know, vice presidents and stuff to actually do a walkout, not even just a walkout, but demand that we're not going to do this. We've seen that happen even with, like, UPS or FedEx or even the U.S. Postal Service when they decide that they want to stop and stop the mail and stop this and that. But in a day and age like this right now, that affects a lot of people. Because if people walk out or stop doing it for like a week and stuff, they're not going to be able to tell the light company, oh, I'm on a break right now, so can you extend my lights or my cable or my internet or my car note or my house and stuff. So that's why it kind of gets a little hard. You're right, though. That would affect the economy majorly. It goes back to even immigration itself. You know, when you deal with immigration and you know, all the hard workers out there and all the companies out there that hire people to keep the, you know, the world the way it is and stuff. So it's just really hard to say, you know, that is an answer and it will be done, but that's also like a fantasy, in all honesty. I don't see it happening.
It's a possibility, Naima. I think the more people become disenfranchised and feel that the top 1% has taken everything from us and all we're fighting for is table scraps when the entire meal is taken, then you'll see people willing to sacrifice more. Because I feel like that's what you're saying. Ever change for us.
Okay, now what
in
about...
In all honesty, it is sacrifice, though. Definitely sacrifice.
What happens when, you know, we do decide to do all this and then they declare martial law? So now we're no longer in charge any the fuck way. So what happens then? Like, I agree with you, Naima, wholeheartedly.
Okay,
I believe...
they've been doing that anyway. Where you been?
I know
what it's going to take until your backs is against the wall. When you have lost everything, that's when people gonna really get mad. I don't know where you been, where you ain't seen all these female camps, all these laws, Patriot Act, all this NSA, NDA, all this different shit. Where have you been?
No, baby, I'm not saying
that right now where we all have gotten too comfortable. We have all had civil rights leaders fight for our rights for so long. And then after the death of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Thurgood Marshall, all those people went ahead and they passed away or retired out of it or they got what they wanted out of it. We have become comfortable in a spot as to where we have, you know, we're willing to accept what they got for us. We didn't realize that the job was not done. It was to be kept going on. And we didn't do that. And this is why we are where we are right now.
No, I mean, I've seen all what you're talking about, Granny. You know, I've known it was already starting to affect this stuff, but what happens when it takes serious effect? I know it's taking effect trickle by trickle.
But I think that's where change going to come. It's going to take for people to be on their knees, on their last leg, because they feel comfortable and thinking shit is just going all right. It's going to take for your ass, for them to march your ass up in them goddamn concentration camps and killing your ass, which they already been doing.
Right.
But that's what it's going to take. Because even if you got a job, you just a wage day slave. You live from paycheck to paycheck.
Even if we win this fight, it's not even, we won't even reap the benefits of this. We're fighting for rights that our grandchildren and our great grandchildren will reap.
Yeah,
we won't reap the benefits of this.
Well. Damn.
Well, I'll say this. You know, when it comes to, you know, fighting. If anybody's ever paid attention to history, and down through history, every type of person that may have stuck up for a race of people, no matter what race it is or what have you, because they spoke in peace or they spoke about unity and people coming together of all genders, nationalities, and all colors, they've always gotten killed. You know, something that dramatically has always happened to them. So when you realize that we're living in a ritualistic, you know, country that is, you know, that thrives off of blood. Blood is energy. You know, it's life. It's everything. It's the essence. And it's something about bloodshed, war, and everything that these people and these entities thrive off of. And, you know, I tell people all the time, and I ask them a question, and they really sit and they look at me when I ask them this one question. I say, how do you think your life would be if money was never invented and diseases were never invented?
Well,
and people have the most puzzlingest look at me when they look at me when I ask them that. But it's really a legit question because you have to ask yourself,
finish your question.
What?
What did you say?
Finish your question. I'm sorry. I wanted to hear the. You said it's a legitimate question because, and then I rudely interrupted you. I'm sorry. What was the?
I'm done, child. Y'all can put me back on hold.
Oh Lord.
Naima, don't act that way. Please.
Naima,
I mean,
you need to stop doing that. And she was being apologetic for what she was saying because she interrupted you.
I'm sorry.
No, but you know what though, Jasmine? It's like every time, this is why I be like just listening because it's like every time when I get on here, it's like everybody wants to cut me off. When I be in something, when I be wanting to get something, then people are like, well, finish what you're saying. It's just like I can't finish what I'm saying because everybody wants to cut me off.
Well, I apologize, Naima.
Okay.
If we can speak on the part of the question that you did finish, which is how would we respond to a world where there were no diseases and there was no currency? How would that change? Our health is such a priority as a species.
Yeah.
So now that there's no disease, we wouldn't even have to consider it. The disease of being overweight, of high blood pressure, of cancer, et cetera, would all be off the table. And if we lived in a utopia without currency, without the way to barter, because everything was a universal system, we would live in a pretty fucking wonderful place. It would be a beautiful place. I'd like to see it. That's what I was going to say.
Naomi, you want to respond?
No, I ain't nothing else to say.
Naomi, girl, why so personal?
No, it's not personal, Jasmine, but everybody does, and it's not being personal, and you know they do. So it's not me being personal. It's just it is what it is. Everybody does.
I have to say, wait a minute, Granny, wait a minute, and Naima, wait a minute. I have to say this. This is a live segment, and it's a radio show. And when you get into sensitive topics, as we're on now, whatever, you're going to have debates. So then you have to be willing to be able to cut off, and it's necessary if you have to sometimes to make the show go smoothly and to get your point heard, get a pencil and pad and jot down a little something or whatever where you were cut off at and allow the person to finish their thought out or whatever, and then you jump back in and go ahead and give a rebuttal or whatever. It's nothing. I really feel like I'm really proud of y'all as my people, period, and I'm saying that y'all are so passionate and that y'all know so much, to know that y'all are educated on the subject more than just ballroom scene. This is, like, making me feel like I'm all warm and fuzzy in the inside.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, hey, this the emergency show, hey. And ballroom is just for entertainment. Hey, a regular life goes on. Ballroom is just distracting me and entertaining me while
I'm
forget about all the ills of the world.
Because I'm sitting back here and I'm really listening to you, Naima, for like the first time, and I'm actually really impressed with what I'm hearing. I mean, not saying that you're, I don't think that you're smart, but it's just like I've never to really just sit back and listen tonight to get to clarity, to hear Jason's side and then to hear your side, and then of course with Granny and her cutting people off and talking loud. I understand what she's saying. I mean, I think that this is something that we needed to hear, and if this isn't something that continues throughout the week, this is probably going to be something that we can continue to talk about next week. But everybody, just as, I don't know if it was Dick or if it was Calvin that said it, instead of cutting people off, before you cut them off, please just listen to what they have to say, and if you have to find something again and write it down, then do that. But please, everybody needs to be heard.
I think Naima just going through a little hormone change.
No, I'm not going through anything.
From the little tension of the night or whatever. But I understand.
Okay, that's what we're not going to do. This subject, this topic was about something, and we're going to keep it there. If you don't want to keep it there, then put yourself back on hold.
See, Granny, you be cutting everybody off.
Okay, the reason why I'm on your show all the time, I don't cut you off. I be listening to you. Damn, I wish to God damn it, you just being a little sensitive tonight.
No, I'm not being sensitive tonight. I'm actually being real. This is why I'm just.
Hey, yeah, we know all this shit affects us beside ballroom.
Oh,
if
girl,
you goddamn
wow.
Walking and walking up straight, it's gonna affect your ass hell. Cause we all humans on this planet.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody being all sensitive and shit. This is the shit that I don't like getting into, honey. All this sensitive stuff.
Ain't nobody sensitive, hell. Shit, I love you, Naima, goddammit.
You know what the problem is Granny's phone is so loud that she can't hear when other people are talking.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You know I talk loud because I can't hear. Let me try to talk a little low. I'm
going to tell you, Granny, I'm going to tell you a trick. And you know what? I can almost see what Granny's doing. When Granny gets ready to say something, Granny takes the earpiece away from her ear and she speaks into the mic. So when somebody talks,
baby,
she
Granny ain't got on no earpiece.
Yeah,
okay.
Turn your hearing aid down, Brandy. Turn your hearing aid down.
Well, shit. I'm just shut the hell up and drink and smoke and listen to y'all. Hell.
You need a new battery in your hearing aid, Granny.
Yeah, Granny don't wear no hearing aid. That's why I'm here. You know I got to look cute for the men, so I don't look cute with no hearing aid.
Mm-mm. You're crazy. All right. Enough is enough of all that. Jason, I want to say thank you for calling in. You're welcome to sit right there. Granny, Thank you for calling in. You're welcome to sit right there. Naima, thank you for calling in. You're welcome to sit right there. If you like or if you want to be on hold, it's up to you guys. Just let me know. Tonight I want to talk about now none of the serious shit. I want to talk about some of the stuff that we have that, you know, we enjoy to take away some of the things that we're dealing with each and every day. Who's ready for scandal tomorrow?
You know what, Jasmine? I think I'm one of them people that you said that needed to be burned at a stake because I have yet to watch it. But,
before you cut me off, tomorrow or tonight, I do plan on
tuning in tonight, and if I like what I see tonight, I promise I will go back and watch.
You can't do that.
I don't see who does that. Like, who does that?
You're not even going to know what the hell is going on. You're going to be sitting there inbox for me, asking me questions.
Okay.
Ain't nobody
okay.
got time
okay.
for that.
Okay.
Hold
well,
on,
how about
Jason.
That?
Jason, how dare you even say that? You are. How many times have you watched something from when the season is current and say, now I'm going back to watch it from the beginning?
Oh, let me put my church finger down.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I just...
Dickie, do you watch Scandal?
I love Scandal.
J-Rock?
Oh, you know, I'm a Scandal fan.
Granny, do you watch Scandal?
Hell no! I done cut my TV off. Shit, I done seen enough TV. I'm older than most of y'all. It's just a bunch of bullshit. Or either Hollywood be playing out to show what they going to do to y'all goddamn asses. Y'all just don't see it.
Oh, God. Conspiracy
theory. Thank you,
theory.
Granny, for tuning in tonight.
Ain't no goddamn conspiracy theory. See, that's the problem. You people need to question everything goddamn thing.
Wait a minute. Where's Granny? Oh, there you go. Granny, I'm about to mute you. Have a good night.
I don't remember, baby. You asked me a question. I answered. I'm going to shut up, though.
Wait a minute. I'm lost with these numbers now. Who is, who is 202-560? 202-560. Who is that?
I don't know.
Well, child, I don't know who that is either. They've been unmuted the whole time. Jason, I see you. Naima,
is
I see you.
Rodney?
Naima,
is
you
Rodney
are
still there?
Oh, Rodney
that might,
was muted. That
might
be unmuted.
Yeah, that was Rodney. That was Rodney.
Naima, you watch Scandal?
Yeah, I'll be watching it tomorrow.
Girl, what is it, Naima?
What is what?
No love, no energy. What is it? You just sound like you're very angry.
I'm not angry. I said I'll be watching it tomorrow when it come on. Now it'll be about Miss Olivia Pope behind me, so it's going to be interesting.
So it's all about Millie.
I need my Scandal girls to start calling in on Wednesday night, Sunday, because these people right here.
Don't say these people.
Well, look, I'm gonna tell you next week. If I'm invited back next week, I'll have a whole story to tell you about the damn show. Okay.
Nope. You gotta start from season one. You can't watch season three.
But this is some bullshit. This is. I will come to your house and smack everything down if you start from season three.
Send me season one and two on DVD, and
I'll
watch.
Do you have Netflix?
I don't have Netflix. My Xbox got stolen. I don't have Netflix.
Well, I guess I could go online. Well, if you had Netflix, I would let you hold my password so that you could watch season one and season two.
Oh, well, bitch, okay, if that's the case, inbox me, and I'll watch it starting tomorrow. I will not watch season three. I will watch season one and two. Inbox me. I can do it on my laptop.
You
all right, so what other shows are y'all looking forward to watching?
Or have y'all got? Look, I know y'all gonna laugh at me down, but have y'all gotten into Duck Dynasty?
Oh, hell, you know, to the top. I like that show. Orange is the New Black, or what have you. Even though
you know what, you know what, Granny. Let me tell you something. And somebody asked about that. No, you brought it up. It was your topic. I watched the whole season of Orange versus Black. As soon as it came out, I think I watched it like in 2 days because it was on Netflix, all of them. There was an episode on there about your topic, that child up there that was married and decided she wanted to be a woman and stuff,
right,
and then she wound up getting locked up.
I seen that, but you know the black feminists seem to have a problem with that show. And I can understand it, but I ain't going to lie. I enjoy it, and I know it's for entertainment or whatever. And you know, I kind of, they got Laverne Cox in that role or what have you, yeah, but yeah, I seen that.
It was funny how they had her portrayed as a firefighter, honey, and then, yeah. And then she turned into a
femme. Right, she had muscles and everything. They showed her as a man.
Wow,
and the fact that she was going through it in prison because she couldn't get her hormones, that was a key.
Yeah, a lot of the stars. I enjoy that. Y'all need to check that out. It kind of reminds me of prison. It kind of reminds me of prison cell block H without a training.
I'm telling my age with that.
Oh yeah, Jason. I know you're an old cat daddy. That's why Granny loves you.
Well, whoever said they was gonna send me that Netflix on my inbox, do that because I want to get into these two shows. They sound interesting.
You should get
into Orange is the New Black is only released on Netflix, and it is a very, very good show. It's from the producers of Weeds. So if you like Weeds, you'll like this.
Oh, I love Weeds. Let me ask y'all something. Am I the only person going through withdrawals from the have and the have-nots?
Yes. Yeah, I kind of miss the have and have-nots, too. Mm-hmm.
No, but have you gotten to for better or worse, though?
No.
But
you know what? I ain't got rid of my HBO, but I did enjoy the Boardwalk Empire because it kind of tell you about American history and the mob history. Y'all need to check that out, too. I got to find me a link so I can get caught up on my series, the Boardwalk Empire on HBO.
I've gotten into
HBO. Oh, you need to get in that. That's about the East Coast back in the early days, about the mob and stuff. And they even got the black people in there. That guy from the Y, who was the homo thug in the Y. He on there playing the black gangster. A lot of them characters are in there are real historical people or what have you.
Yeah, I seen it was nominated for a lot of awards and stuff. We
got a lot of it is true. They got fiction mixed up in there, but a lot of it is true about, you know, they going through Prohibition. It's about American history and the mob or what have you. But, yeah, check that out.
540-331, you're on the air.
Oh, hold on, y'all. I'm about to keep going.
What?
I'm sorry, this is Shamika from New Orleans. I usually call on Monday nights to talk to Kelly, but I want to get into Orange is the New Black. That is my motherfucking show. And you know, Alex is not coming back next season, right? She's only going to be on the first episode, I believe.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing. But you know who I really like fell in love with? Crazy Eyes. The bitch is crazy, but I love her. Like, something so sweet about her. I love her.
Wait, who's not coming back?
Alex, the gay lover, the one that got her into prison. The one, you know, with the cocaine ring or whatever that really ran
out. Okay, the one from the 70s show.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, huh? Oh, she ain't coming back. That's fucked up.
No, I heard she coming back just for the first episode, but it's supposedly something in her personal life, like something like that. I don't know how to.
Yeah, that is a real, real good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. But I don't know what's really going to happen. Like, oh, girl, you know, that's the girl from the Britney Spears movie Crossroads. Like, she really came into her own, like, with this show. What's her name? The girl who played, like, she all about Jesus?
Taryn Manning.
You don't want... Oh, my God, I love her. Like, I never knew she was this fun, like, this funny and Like, I never knew she was that type of actress. I just saw her as this cornball white girl. And, you know, what that movie was, Rose something, whatever.
Crossroads,
yeah, with Britney.
Ow, I'm for the win for 200,
her.
Answering every Britney Spears random question.
They said Britney Spears' new video is horrible. How you feel about it?
Oh, girl, it sucks. It sucks so hard. You know your video is shit when your choreography only shows you dancing for half a second each shot. At least Janet, when she was in her 40s, you could see her do a combination that was more than like 8 counts. But Britney, she does like one head turn, pow, new shot. You know that
Jason,
bitch is so
hot.
Oh,
Jason,
my God,
are you on the group?
Jason, I swear your voice is giving me life. I just want you to say, I'm sorry again like that.
Jason, are you in the group?
My name's Ashley.
Yeah, that's me. That's Shamika in the group. The one from New Orleans. I'm always calling, talking shit when I want to.
Yeah, I'm in the group. I'm Angel.
They think I'm a fake profile. Like, Shamika called me back into
should
with
really,
Demita
really,
Alliance, but
hit up,
I'm a real girl.
The profile,
I'm
Demita Joe, and be
yeah,
and
I always
her.
Get into it with her. Yeah, and she always tells me that I'm a fat bitch, but I'm not fat.
And so it's like
she's crazy.
You mean fight with her, like on the computer? I don't have the time.
No. Friend her.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, I will.
Oh, no, Shamika. Girl, I have to say, I love your accent, baby. Like, I don't know, something about the New Orleans accent, baby. I love
it.
You can talk to me.
We talk about she calling in with the prepaid phone. Is you that damn?
No, she was the one that used to get into the argument with the other one.
I ain't trying to get you gals calling in here somebody prepay somebody.
She's talking about Keisha prepay.
Talking about New Orleans, is anybody watching American Horror Story Coven next week?
Yes, I am.
Did you see they're going to have Angela Bassett? They're going
mm-hmm.
to have Girlfriend Precious. I can't even think of her name right now.
Kathy Bates,
Gabby.
Academy Award winner. Gabourey, Academy nominee. Then they're going to have.
Oh, my God. Is her weight loss real? Like, is it real, her weight loss? Where they Photoshop pictures? Like,
no, girl, she's
still
a
camera. The camera adds 10 pounds. And
no,
they
no,
have
no.
A
the picture I saw of her is body fucking down. Like,
no,
they're serious.
Understand, bitch. She's still a tank. She ain't going nowhere.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, that must have been Photoshop.
He called her a tank.
That's fucked up. But, you know, y'all coming down for All Star weekend? Y'all probably not into that, but I don't know.
I am. I'll be there for All Star weekend.
Mardi Gras, anything? You know, Kelly kept on saying she coming, and y'all be talking her out of it.
Well, baby, I thought Mardi Gras was over. Don't they have that in February?
Yeah, I know, in February. That's why I say, and if you guys coming
if
down,
you look
also,
on,
you
if you look on my
baby,
page.
Baby, Granny always in the boot, honey. Granny loves the boot. I ain't going to lie to you. You know,
if you look on my page, you'll see a couple of pictures or whatever. I was just in New Orleans like 3 weeks ago.
And with that being said, I'm going to send a shout-out to Miss Freedom.
Who is that?
She on Good Morning America.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Granny. I wanted to talk about Frida, and I actually wanted to talk. You know what? I think I'm going
to
talk about that next week. I wanted to talk
about
transgender in the industry.
You know what? I ain't no big fan of Frida.
I love it. Even my family members, because you see that Frida girl.
I'm like, Lord have mercy. How the fuck y'all know about that gal?
Jasmine took tell you a little bit more about him. I've watched him. I'm only 20, might be 21 in November, but I watch him like start from Total Access channels with his little dances, like when I was a little girl. And I'm really proud of like what he's doing now because he's an older guy. He calls her Big Frida because he was a lot heavier then. He wasn't like a real big man, but you know he's pretty tall. But he was a heavy set guy, like just on these like free little Total Access like shows down here or whatever. And you know trying to get himself out there. Like one of his dances on with the high school, her. No, middle school.
Yes, like
so
Miss
like,
Frida. Yes. But
Frida is not the mainline. It's supposed to be really Katie Redd, right?
Right, but listen, no, it's the main line is Frida, supposedly, or whatever. I didn't really get into it or whatever. But Frida and Catering came about around the same time. But the thing is, Frida still have, like, real-life drama. Like, his ex-boyfriend and him were recently fussing on Instagram. Like, he has a wife and shit like that. Like, this shit is real. I know it for a fact it's real. Like, this shit is crazy. Like,
yeah, if anybody, I posted it. I posted a little YouTube documentary on Frida in the group.
It hurts a lot.
Did y'all get into you know that show where it talks about people dying too soon or whatever? Did y'all get into that they had Messy Maya on
Shorty?
There? Yeah, Magnolia Shorty. Excuse me. Yes, Magnolia Shorty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that. I was like, oh my.
Like, it's really sad because it's like when you bounce artists down here, it's like you're known. Like, you know, you start off at parties and shit like that. So it's like, you know, these people are family to you. But, you know, it's our culture down here. Like, we all call it twerking issues. So it's like, you know, it's a whole different culture. And we dance differently than twerking. If you ever paid attention to New Orleans dancing, and twerking is something totally different.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I love it. I love New Orleans girls when they dance. Girl, that bounce music gets me going.
That's more called
so
like New Orleans bounce,
there,
right?
Definitely.
That's more like bounce, right?
And it was like, yeah, it bounced. But the thing about it was just, like, so many New Orleans, like, bounce artists being killed at a time. Because it was, like, right before Messy Maya had got killed. He was a comedian down here, but he was also a bounce rapper. So she
was
at his funeral history. She was at his repast, and I knew him personally. Like, he's a fuss on the phone, whatever. But she was at his repast, like, you know, R.I.P. to my nigga Messy Maya, whatever. And, like, 2 months late, like, she's gone. So it was, like... And one time I can say it was, like, a lot of bounce artists had, like, fell back for, like, a couple of months because they didn't know. Everyone was, like, just, you know, a rampage or just, you know, people fucking with bounce artists or what it was, you know. I remember one time seeing Sinova, if you know who he is, he's another big-time bounce rapper down here. And I saw him in the mall, like, during the time of Missy Maya's death, and he looked like a ghost, like he was just floating on air, like just looking around. And I'm used to him just like hugging people when he see them. And it just seemed like something totally different. Like, I don't know what was going on with him. He just looked real strange. Like, I don't know.
Baby,
but
you are long winded.
They shot her up.
Baby, you are long winded.
Before
your phone keeps going in and out.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Before I forget, let me say something. Has anybody been keeping up with this? Because this is like some of the weirdest shit that I've ever saw before in my life. There was a lady who worked in a mortuary, and a body came in, and
yes.
She was supposed to be cleaning the body or whatever the case is, and she straddled the body and rolled
yes.
the dead man, ended up getting pregnant, and now she's on trial. It's on CNN. It's everywhere.
What?
Yeah, she has.
No weird to be that. No shade to the Louisiana caller, but that preacher down there, fucking them underage boys, talking about they was gonna get the homosexual. No, that wasn't in Louisiana. He was in Iowa. That he was raping the little boys, talking about he would get the homosexual devil out of them or whatever. And they ain't even charged that man with nothing.
He didn't spend a day in jail. He's not going to.
Right, but then that preacher down in Louisiana who was fucking all the women in his congregation, somebody's husband shot his ass right in the pulpit.
Okay, hold on a second. I need to go back to Dickie for a minute. Did you say this woman fucked a dead body and got pregnant?
She worked at a mortuary, and her body came in, and she was supposed to be cleaning it. She was there by herself, so she straddled the body, and the man got an erection. It was his last erection. I mean, he got hard. Cadavers do that when they're not embalmed yet. So she straddled the body, and she rolled the man, and he eventually ejaculated. Anyway, she went to the hospital because she got sick, and the doctor said she tested positive for pregnancy. And she explained to the doctor how she ended up getting pregnant or whatever, and they turned her in.
Jasmine, the story is posted in my room. You was in there. You seen the post, but you probably didn't click on it.
Yeah, I told you, I've been busy between these phone calls with Kelly and work and everything. Ugh, I just don't have the time. I need to hire a personal assistant, honey.
Well, hold on. How do y'all feel? Let's rewind a little bit. How do y'all feel about Rihanna's new video?
I still didn't even see it.
Neither have I.
Tomorrow I'm taking off tomorrow evening.
So
I'm going to catch up with
some stuff. Everything the song was about. Like, I don't see why everybody's freaking out. Like, you're talking about strip clubs and dollar bills. So I don't see what's wrong with it. Like, it's the epitome of the meaning of the song. Like, who gives a fuck? Like,
if you can hear me, Jasmine, there's a guy on a post in the group or whatever, on one of my posts, and he says, add me in. His name is Brian Versace D. Cook. Can you still add him in, or is it too late?
It's too late.
Okay. Tricky dicky, them people just seen your peen picture. I don't know why you falling up for that shit. They don't give a damn about you. Hell, they seen all that meat you was packing.
So what do y'all feel about the Michael Jackson verdict for his family?
They tried to say that the family was suing AEG, I guess the organization or whatever that was throwing that big thing for Michael before he died. And they're the ones who hired the doctor to treat Michael while he was going to be on this tour and all that stuff. So the family tried to hold AEG responsible
for Michael's
death as well, because they hired the doctor. Where the verdict came in and said that that organization or that company is not held responsible.
Well, they might as well sue God, honey, or sue whatever God they believe in.
So okay, y'all felt like that about the dead body with the lady straddling the dead body, whatever. Did y'all hear about the FBI agent or whatever that was gawking at Whitney Houston's body as she laid there dead and stuff like that they talked about? And he was like, "Well, she still looks good after death and some shit like that." He supposedly kept coming back to see her dead body, like it was like this freakish type thing. And he was like, "Oh damn, she still look good and stuff like that," you know.
I don't know how they found that out.
But
Jesus, let me know what these freaks get off of fucking on dead things.
I know, like.
I mean, I got my fetishes, baby, but I'd be damned if I'm a fucking cold body.
I know, and I thought something.
Yeah, what was going through her head? I'm gagging. What was going through her head in that damn mortuary? What was she doing?
I don't know. Maybe it was just that nice looking. She had to try. Like, I don't know. Maybe.
They have a picture of the man and everything. He was an older white gentleman. He wasn't even young.
No, y'all don't get it. Like, what the fuck was he thinking? Well, his dick is hard. And my pussy kind
of
wet.
I have a question for everybody. Out of all the professions that are out there, what do y'all feel are the most creepiest professions that when you get around them, you'd be like, oh, really? Like, they're real creepy to you.
A funeral director. I don't like anybody who works at a funeral home. They come to you and you're a part of the family and they start coming to you trying to hold your hand and tell you it's going to be okay. Please don't touch me.
So you said funeral director, Dickie.
Freaky.
One at a time. So, Dickie, you say a funeral director. Calvin, what profession you think is creepy to you?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I think dentists, the fucking doctors, the gynecologists, the doctors that go all up in women when they're pregnant and shit. I think they're very creepy. Like, how do you just keep a straight face and a soft dick, just putting your hands all up in? And I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't like pussy, but that's no.
J-Rock,
how do you
keep Granny?
How do you keep that professional?
I don't really like the mortician.
You don't like the mortician either?
Mm-mm, just embalming people and stuff like that. I mean, that's just weird.
What's everybody gonna do it?
Granny,
that's
what do you
true.
Think is the most creepy for you?
You know, I don't even know. I got to think about it. I got to elaborate on that, hey. Because all the jobs out here, somebody got to do them.
Well, I just want to be the first to say, January 7th. I think the creepiest job to me is a taxidermist.
You know what Granny gonna say? The creepiest job to me is these motherfuckers create all these all these GMO foods and these diseases and shit to kill people, what have you. I know y'all gonna put me in the category with Naima, but yeah.
I agree with you, Jason. That is kind of a creepy job. Naima?
I would say, well, I was thinking of a person who does autopsies, but then after that, I got sidetracked, and then I was thinking of people who do, I don't know what the name, you call them forensics or whoever when they come to an accident or scene and they got to clean up the bodies and
scientists.
Stuff like that.
Forensic scientists. Okay. Forensic scientists. Did anybody say executioner?
No.
Nobody said executioner. Shamika, you said somebody in the mortuary too?
Yeah, embalmers. Well, I don't know.
What about Egyptians that believed in reincarnation? And you had to take all the organs out the body and prepare the body for reincarnation and stuff.
Granted, that was 2,000 years ago.
Yes,
shit, I'm sure
like
some
folks
probably still doing that shit for hell. Because, you know, even when you are, what you call them people that deal with embalming people, a mortician or what have you, you still got to take certain organs out the body and all that or what have you. So, you know what, that ain't kind of weird or creepy to me because you got to just do that because that's a natural part of life.
It ain't that natural.
Yeah,
first of all, when it comes to working in a funeral home, the body has to be, unless the family finds a way to get around it, the body has to be cut down the back and all the organs have to be taken out and put into a bag
and that woman was the first to be having sex with a disease, with a dead person. They've been doing that for the longest.
That's nymphomania. She had a nymphomania disease.
Are you right?
Let me tell you a story.
But that shit ain't nothing new. They've been fucking dead bodies.
Let me tell you a story. You know, when nobody cut me off. As I was young, like young teenager and stuff, I was raised, under a Muslim religion. And because that's what was on my mom's side. And in the Muslim religion, you know, when somebody passes away, we're not allowed to get embalmed. We have to go pretty much out the way we came. So, you know, the family, certain members of the family have to go to the mortuary, you know, go to the funeral home, go downstairs, and they have to wash and prepare the body. I was one of those people for three of my uncles that died of, drug-related issues. So, you know, I remember with my first Uncle Hassan, it was kind of creepy, you know, because, you know, you're down there. I think I was maybe 13 or something, and I'm down there, and I'm around all these other bodies and stuff. I was with my other two uncles, and, you know, we had to wash him and wrap him in prayer cloth and stuff, prepare the body for viewing and burial and stuff like that. But then, you know, when the second uncle died, it was real funny. Not funny, but the two uncles that I was with the first time that helped prepare the body for my Uncle Hassan, one of them passed away a year later. We had to do the same thing. And then the other one passed away, and we had to do the same thing all over again. So I had my share of being in a funeral home preparing a body for burial, you know, for viewing and burial and stuff. I don't know, you know, what it is, you know, because it's a family member, you know, it was a little easy and stuff because I felt more comfortable doing it with my family member. But then when I was turning around looking at the other bodies in there, it was like, ugh, like I just didn't want to be down there. But, it, you know, it's a very strange thing, you know, it was definitely an experience. I thought I would share that part of me.
I don't know.
Like, I feel you, though, because when my grandmother died, I wasn't down there helping or whatnot. But, you know, I was able to touch her body. I was able to give her a kiss and everything. But when it comes to other dead bodies that I see in caskets, I'm just like, oh, God, no. Like, it's just weird for me. I guess it all has to do with that emotional attachment.
Yeah, it does have to do with the emotional attachment, definitely. And we lost Dickie. He was not able to say goodnight. His phone dropped.
Oh, no. Oh baby. Good night, Dick. Dick. I mean, Dick. Yeah. Good night.
Jasmine, another job I can think of would be the doctors who do, like, skin grafts and stuff like that, like with burn victims and stuff like that. I think that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I didn't even give my one. I think what, like, some of the creepy ones that I look at, and I just be looking at them, like, you know, I have to say 100% with Naima, what Naima said. I just can't see somebody that's running autopsies and, you know, pulling out all these organs and testing them and looking at them and checking to see this about the heart and the liver and the, oh, my God.
And they have to drain all that.
But
tell
the doctor to do that performing surgery on you and stuff or whatever. It's just the same process. The other process is just when the spirit has left your body or what have you. But shit, a regular physician or a physician that performs surgery, they still going inside your body. And you don't look at it as that as being gross. What you look at that as being money.
No, honey, that's gross, too. I mean, I can't say it's gross, but it's still a little weird that, you know, somebody's going inside your body, moving around organs and playing with shit. Either way, it's kind of gross.
But, you know, like what they do when they're doing autopsies and stuff, they just, you know, okay, when you're doing a surgery, everything is delicate. You have assistants there. You know, you don't want to, you're not really too rough, even though I've seen surgeries that are rough as well. But when they do autopsies, they just be cracking the ribs
the
open
ribs
and just
and
doing
all
this.
And then
it's like, ugh.
What? Jasmine, you're dead. Shit.
Well, I guess you're right, Granny. January 7th, 2014, Beyonce coming out with a music video, just to let everybody know.
Oh, God.
Continue. Y'all can continue with the rest of the show. Just wanted y'all
and
to know.
And she's going to comb Blue Ivy's hair by then, hopefully.
We have another caller, 601. We have another.
They said, I'm sorry, Jess.
Hold on, let me get to this caller. 601-651, you're on the air.
Look,
it's too late for this bullshit. Mute him, Jasmine, and keep it the fuck pushing, kid.
Dickie wants to know if somebody wants to call him so he can say goodnight.
I had Tricky Dicky to deal with his fans, all them inbox numbers he done got since he posted that picture. Hey.
What's up, Tricky Dicky inbox fans number? I'll call Big Dicky.
I can do
it. I'm sending you his number, honey. Oh, get your life, girl. Get your life.
Okay.
Go ahead, Shamika. What you said? Shamika, why you ain't come on early? I told you I needed a female figure on here. You should have came on earlier.
I had hung up for a while. I was on early, like, when y'all first came on, and I hung up for a while and went to go talk some shit, then I came back. But, yeah, I have... I was the one posting the stuff, all the stuff that Kai was posting on her Instagram and stuff like that, because she added me. Like, I added her. Like, you know, she don't know who I am. You know, I'm a random person from New Orleans, so she think, you know, I'm somebody that, you know, want to know her. But I was like, ugh, that's a monster.
No, baby, don't be like that.
No, but seriously, like, you know, some people, like,
ugly inside and out, and I think she's one of those people. At times.
People can always change, baby. Granted, the season or whatever. When you live long enough or whatever, people accept them for who they are.
Right.
Well, Jasmine, tell Archie Price, yes, Archie Price, that I tried to call him, but his voicemail came up, and that's how I know his name is Archie Price.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. You done put that man on blast.
I can't with y'all.
We're going to have to have a talk with you off the air.
What you say, Shamika?
I said, how's the smoke-free thing going for you? I saw you posted it like when you first started and stuff like that.
I mean, I'm doing like very well. I mean, honestly, like I said the other day, Monday, because... Oh, my God, Monday was, I was just going crazy.
Yeah, Monday, I was on Monday, and I thought, I heard a different side of you, so.
Yeah. So, Monday just, like, was making me sit here, and I was just like, oh, my God, I want a cigarette so fucking bad. But
oh,
I just, you
said
know,
you didn't
I,
do it, so I was listening the whole
time
it. Monday.
No, but, I mean, you know, it's a hard thing. It's hard when, in all honesty, you know, I have a lot of people, and, you know, kudos to everybody that hits me up. And I still support you, you know, in what you're doing. A lot of people hit me up and they say, you know, I want to quit. Jasmine, I'm 2 weeks, I'm 3 weeks. And then they'll hit me up and say, Jasmine, I broke down. I had to smoke because of stress. Stress really does take a major, major toll on you. So, you know, you got to make sure that you have your life and your priorities in order if you're going to take it to that level.
Well,
because
well,
you just can't allow stress.
Now, Granny just drinking some alcohol, and this alcohol make me want some nicotine, damn it.
Granny, you remind me of, did y'all see that video? We ain't got that much time, but did y'all see that video when that old lady, like 100 years old, kept saying that she wanted a dick?
Yes,
oh,
I love
that.
Video
it was so funny. I want something. And
oh, yeah, I see that.
Like, and like, don't say that. I want dick. That was the answer to everything. When's your birthday? Dick. How old are you? Dick. It was just too much.
Yeah, I see that. Granny ain't want no dick right about
yeah.
now. Hey, I take it a leap.
I want to ask you a question because I remember a few months ago when there was a thing going on in one of the rooms that – They were talking about, you know, what you were iconic and legendary for, and I'm not
oh
trying to
God.
Be next year.
Oh,
I'm
God,
trying...
Tricky Dicky, get over it, shit, hell.
Sweet.
People gonna go Tricky to talk about you, hell, just move on. Hey, they said that goddamn 2 hours ago.
Girl. Jasmine, all I can say is my great-grandfather always told me you gotta pay the cost to be the motherfucking boss, and that's it.
But anyways, we're Naeem. I know Naeem is going to be on tomorrow. I'm sure looking forward to it or what have you, even though I don't know if Jasmine let her announce that on here or what have you.
She's always welcome to support. We support each other and stuff. As far as
yeah, that's
how
it should be, hell. Even if you don't agree or what have you, you can still listen. Because there's a lot of shit on here I don't agree to, but I'll listen to you.
The show is going to be over in six minutes. There's no reason. No one to call. Oh, my God. Calvin, to answer your question, child, I'm Jasmine Couture. And if a person don't know my history, then they don't even need to be involved with this scene. I don't answer those type of what am I this for? What am my name speaks for itself. My history speaks for itself.
And listen, now I wanna know. Now, you in the House of Couture and everything. I know you're the founder and CEO of the House of Couture. Bitch, you know, there's the House of Ninja who's legendary and everything else. Bitch, but you're so iconic, bitch. You're the only one in the house. I love it.
Oh, God.
It's not even a house, though. It's an entity. It's just me. That's my name. Because there's not another person out there like me.
I love it, though, bitch. Now, and I swear, Jasmine, I wasn't.
I know you're not. I know you're not, though. I know you're not, but, you know.
Child, just pay it. I don't even know what legends and icons are, to be honest with you. Well, I don't, what is that? I'm just me.
Well, you know what, Jasmine? Since you brought that up,
your
what the hell happened to the
maximum
length?
To replay your message,
you
press 1.
Them.
To delete and re-record your message,
ooh,
press 3.
What
for delivery options,
that?
Press 4.
Ooh,
to cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
All right, who the hell checking their voicemail?
I didn't hang up from Vicky.
To replay your message, press
oh,
4.
Shit.
To delete and re-record your message, has been sent. Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Voicemail coming. Vicky
and
said
Kelvin
he just wants
to
thank
to
everybody. Oh, he didn't say he was thanking me. Oh, I guess. Anyway, thank you. Child, I don't even know.
Kelvin,
don't
I know you were talking about you thought it was weird for doctors like OBGYNs who deal with women and stuff like that. Personally, I have a male doctor, and it is kind of weird. I find myself always looking at his penis area, like when he's checking me, like, you know, like for like an angle check. I don't know if it's something just in me, but I always look. Like, because he is a man, I always look. And he's like a younger Hispanic guy. And you know, he jokes a lot, but it's not like sexual jokes, like, you know. But I still pay attention to everything he says. It's like, I don't know, I go into a zone to make sure he's not saying anything sexual towards me. I look at him. Yeah, and I ain't been to the OBGYN in a long time, but the last one I had. He was, baby, he was kind, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, he is. He is nice looking. The one I had, Dr. Perez, is handsome. He is.
Well,
look. You ever had a dentist working on your mouth, and then you felt, you know, when he would rub on your shoulder, your arm, or something, you felt his dick?
Yeah, quite hard things rubbing up against me or what have you. Hell, they human. I'm glad to know I still got it. Your peen getting hard.
Jasmine, but I can say I've had experience at the orthodontist. I have braces. And one of the guys who was, like, checking on my braces, like, to tighten my wire or whatever, he had bad breath. And I had to report him to my main orthodontist. And
I
felt so bad.
It
was like,
if a man,
you're in a dental industry, your mouth shouldn't smell like shit.
It's 2:58. This is Calvin. I just want to say good night to y'all, just in case we get hung up. Thank you for having me again, Jasmine.
Yes,
aww.
It is gonna hang up, so we might as well. Everybody say their good night, Sonny. J Rock.
I don't
Granny.
Think. He...
Well, I would just say peace and balance and Granny loves y'all.
Thank
love
you,
too,
Granny. Jace, I'm Shamika.
Good night, y'all, and thank you, Jess, and I'll be calling back.
Yeah, come in next week, because I'm talking about Frida and all the transgender celebrities out there. Okay, Naima.
Good night, everybody.
Naima.
Jason.
Good night, all. Talk to you next week. Everyone have a safe and blessed week and a good weekend.